Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Tom Roach Field at University High School in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA Final Eight. It is championship week here. Well, two weekends to go as we get to the quarterfinals today. We will have Resurrection Christian and Sterling here to battle in their first games of the state tournament for the 3A championship. In front of us right now, Coach Bruce Dick with me here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. The Eaton Reds and Colorado Academy today. The Reds have been frustrated all day, trailing as much as 5-0 in the baseball game. Now a 6-5 lead. Coach, they've come back and done what they've done all year. They've
this
come from behind.
This is just typical Eaton. You know, the little lefty, the left-hander from Colorado Academy, had him just flat-out buffaloed. Doesn't throw hard, and anybody that's played baseball's been there. You look at the dugout, you think you're going to drill this kid, and he has had them baffled. And they finally got to him a little bit and in relief now. So they have taken the 6-5 lead, Clark, with two outs still in the bottom of the sixth, Eaton at the plate. Runners on first and third.
Davis Johnson is your Colorado Academy pitcher, so a little bonus coverage for you here. There's a throw, and they hammer that one into left field. The catcher on the steal airmails it, and the Reds have another run. Bryce Smith is in to score, and the Reds lead 7-5. Boy, it looked like the chips were down for the Reds. They may have to come from the backside in this tournament, but they've come up with six runs here in the inning. They were down 5-1. They're down 5-2, I think, going into the inning. But look at this, 7-5, Reds in front now.
Five-run bottom of the sixth inning, and they have a runner on third base.
Ben Richter at the plate, and the pitch to Ben misses outside. We'll call this game for you, and then we'll have plenty of time for our pregame show ahead of Rez Christian and the Sterling Tigers today. Dylan DiOrio will go for the Tigers. It'll be Brady Flood for the Cougars. This one fouled away by Ben Richter and out of play right-hand side.
Yeah, Clark, a little surprise, I think, Brady Flood. But when you look at his numbers, when you look at his ERA, you know, coaches know what they're doing with their team.
Yep, they seem to, and that's why I'm not coaching, that's for sure. But, yeah, we thought maybe they'd go Luke Ruby today in the first one. But, boy, if they could, you know, that's the gamble, of course, if you can, you know, not if you can hold your ace in the first game and play him in that afternoon matchup with winners, it's huge for you. But that's always a gamble if you lose the first one.
Well, I think you stated on the air 11 of 13 teams that have 2-0 have went on to win the state championship in 3A.
Huge. Yep, there's no doubt. Ben Richter strikes out right there, so 7-5 in this ball game right here. Take a look at our ball game coming up here. Sterling and the Resurrection Christian Cougars, they played twice this year, Coach. Here's a final for you, too, by the way, over at Butch Butler. The University Bulldogs came from behind and win 5-3 today. I believe that's what I wrote down for the final score there. 5-3.
5-3, the Bulldogs win.
Beat Manitou Springs, so they had to come from behind. The Reds have come from behind over here. And now Jared McCormick in relief. They had Garrett Gerritsen go today, start the game for the Reds and pitch most of it. But now you've got the other senior, J-Mac, comes on to complete the show. And this would be a huge one for the Reds. Down most of the day, and you could see it, Bruce. They had a freshman for Colorado Academy that just was throwing cheese bets up there, and the Reds could not time it. They were frustrated at the plate.
Yeah, that's easy to do when you haven't seen a pitcher of that technique, of that velocity. It can really throw you for a loop because, let's face it, usually in BP, you're working against higher velocity. You know, even if you move the pitching coach up a few feet, you want to get that little extra velocity, and then all of a sudden you get in a game and you're seeing 60 miles an hour, and it takes you a while to time it.
All right, so the Reds here in the seventh inning with McCormick on the hill will pitch here to Colorado Academy with a 7-5 lead in this one. Talking about our game coming up here, Resurrection Christian, 13-8, 9-7 in the Patriot League. They finished fifth. The Sterling Tigers, 20 wins already, 20-5, 11-5, a third-place finish in the Patriot League. Two games they split this year at Resurrection Christian. Sterling took the victory there, 5-2. Dylan DiOrio, who will start today for Sterling, went seven innings, gave up four hits, no earned runs, a walk, and 10 Ks. Boy, if he comes back and repeats that performance, Coach, that'll be real tough.
Yeah, I saw that game, and he was just sharp. He was on all cylinders. I think he had 10 consecutive strikeouts in that game at one point.
All 10 of his strikeouts in a row. Crazy. Then they came back, of course, game at Sterling, and Resurrection Christian gets a 5-3 win there. Luke Ruby turned the trick. The senior got the win, seven innings, did scatter nine hits, but only gave up two earned runs and struck out eight. He beat the senior Noah Soper in that one. And Luke Ruby really the only Cougar with two hits in the ball game too, so it was Luke Ruby day, and we'll see where that goes. There's a base hit for Colorado Academy to open the seventh inning, the top of the seventh here. They're down a pair to the Eaton Reds. But I expect more of the same from Sterling and Rez today, Coach. I think it's going to be a close ball game.
I think they're two even teams. Yep. I think Sterling overall is a little better hitting ball club. They have a little more power in their lineup. But the Cougars have proved they just know how to win some close games.
All right, Reds trying to close this one out here. 7-5, little bonus coverage for you on Preps Radio. McCormick deals in the pitch here. Davis Johnson is a senior for Colorado Academy. He steps into the box here. Johnson, the leading hitter on the club. He bats 517 coming in this year.
Thank you.
Here's the look in the pitch, and that one is down low for a ball. So it's two balls and no strikes here. McCormick set to go again. Jared comes back. Ground ball slowly hit the shortstop. Walker Martin to second for one. Richter back to first. He's safe at first. Thought they had it. Tate Smith takes the play at first base and jumps into the air thinking they got it.
Thought they had it, too, and about 102 Eaton fans thought they had it, too. But no replay here, and beat it out.
So fielder's choice and then
really good play by Walker Martin, though. That was a slow roller, yep. And to get the guy at second base, you know, if that's a double play, it's bonus. Getting the lead runner is really important in this phase of the game.
So the Mustangs still down a pair, tying run to the plate here with one out and a runner at first after the fielder's choice. Reds trying to get the victory. A little bonus coverage for you here on Preps Radio, and then we'll get to our pregame show ahead of Sterling and Resurrection Christian. Looks like the Reds trying to salt their way into the 2 o'clock game today. We'll have that for you, too. For sure, we'll have that broadcast if the Reds get the win here. They would match up against the winner of our game, the Rez and Sterling game, coming up here for you in a sec. Seventh inning here, top half Colorado Academy down a pair after leading by as much as 5-0 earlier today. Pitch bounced up there. Gunnar Duncan with a nice block. Keeps the runner over at first base. So a ball and a strike here. Thank you to our pregame sponsor, Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at ProactiveColorado.com. McCormick deals up in the zone right there. So two balls and a strike.
I don't think a lot of people anticipated a 7-5 game,
not
Clark,
at all,
in this going in, let alone earlier, a 5-0 Colorado Academy lead.
Yeah, I was walking through the Reds crowd, a lot of frustrated parents wondering if they're going to bring the bats at some point, and they finally did. There's a base hit up the middle here, so now we're not done. Two on here for Colorado Academy.
And that brings the go-ahead run to the plate.
Eli Rudy, the junior, will come up now for Colorado Academy, see what he does here. Walker Martin went deep today, sixth home run of the season. Got the Reds on the board. Made it a 5-1 ball, made it a 3-1 ball game at that time, that's right. And then it went 5-1 for Colorado Academy, and then the Reds, a six-run sixth inning.
Remember about 3.5 weeks ago, Clark, we were asking who was going to hit the first Eaton home run.
That's right. They've hit a few since then.
They have hit a few since then.
Walker does lead the team with six, and he went opposite field, left center field with one today. McCormick finally deals here, and a swing and a miss at the plate.
Really nice breaking pitch by Jared there. The left-hander coming against the right-handed pitcher.
No balls and a strike. McCormick sets at the belt again, checks his runners. Jared's going to go back to second base, and they looked like they might have had a chance at the runner back there, but Walker Martin was well off the bag. Shortstop behind the runner at second base, so the runner back in without a throw. McCormick comes back, big floater up there, misses high and outside. So one ball, one strike here. One out, top of the seventh inning. Reds lead 7-5 over Colorado Academy. Set to go again here now. Now he's going to deal back to second base. And again, Martin really not close to the bag, so they're just playing catch and the runner back in. Thank you to one of our great playoff sponsors. That is Kramer's Wedge Store and the Tatanka Grill. Want to win a free gas card each week worth $100? I'll tell you how in a second. McCormick comes back, swing and a miss at the plate, 1-2.
Well, this is big batter for Jared here in the Eaton Reds. Tying run at first, two strikes on the batter. Got to find a way to get this guy out.
All you got to do to win that gas card, folks, is run over to Kramer's Wedge Store. Jump in, spend $15 or more, gas and or merchandise, pay inside the store, and you're in the mix for a $100 gift card each week. Do it every day. You can get in the mix seven times before they pick those numbers. Come out with a free $100 gas card brought to you by Kramer's Wedge, the Tatanka Grill, that great made-from-scratch kitchen restaurant inside Kramer's Wedge Store. They've got you covered at the U Phillips and Greeley and Eaton as well. All right, ball two strikes, comes back, and the pitch is fouled away at the plate. Rudy, the junior at the plate for Colorado Academy, just hanging in there. Seven-five. Reds trying to come off the pace today and get the win here against Colorado Academy. If so, move them ahead to the 2 o'clock game today. We'll have that one for you after our initial broadcast today. Sterling and Rez coming up next. That pitch down low, Duncan the block. He's going to third. Will throw from his feet and unable to dig it out at third base is Dirk Duncan, and the runner's in. That runner doesn't mean a thing, though. It's the guy at first base.
At first, that's nice that he held up there and didn't go down to second on the throw.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a mistake. If that ball gets through Duncan into left field, you put the tying run in scoring position. Pitch here, boy, you almost hit him inside.
Boy, if the hitter from Colorado Academy could replay that one, he's going to stay in there and take
yeah, he's gonna
get
wear
hit
it
by the pitch.
Yep. Now McCormick's got to come in. Three balls, two strikes, and if a walk here would put the runner, the tying run to second base. So need to throw a strike here. Jared set to go again. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Big pitch.
Boom.
Jared McCormick, huge pitch to get the second out of the inning, and runner still at first and third, two outs now.
So Jack Cook will come to the plate. Now 11:20 already, folks, so just time this. We're going to be almost a half an hour behind the eight ball already, which for the 2 o'clock game, that's going to send us even later there probably. All right, McCormick with two outs. Colorado Academy down to their final out. Jack Cook, a senior at the plate here. Runners at the corners, tying run for Colorado Academy is at first base. Two outs, 7-5, Eaton in front. Swing and a miss. He came off speed.
Boy, Jared did a nice job that time of just keeping that ball on the outer edge. Took a little off of it, and the hitter's way ahead.
So one ball, one strike, two strikes away from a victory here for the Reds in the opener. Back to the plate, swing and a miss at another pitch down in the near the knees. Well, Coach, the Reds are one strike away from doing what they've done all year.
Come from behind.
Get you worried a little bit, and then the year they come.
45 out of 48 wins, and several of those this year have been come-from-behind victories.
Boy, no doubt about it.
They're just wanting one more right now on this 1-2 count.
In big games, too, against University, against Brush, against Sterling, here in the state championship. One ball, two strikes. McCormick deals. Off speed, got him swinging, and the Reds will play at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Big come-from-behind win for the Reds. Final score.
Exuberation by Jared.
Yes.
McCormick
yes.
coming off the mound.
7-5 final. Reds get the win here. Our game's coming up next. We'll have the Reds for you after 2 o'clock today against the winner of Sterling and Resurrection Christian. We're coming back in a moment. We'll get to the proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show when we return right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
To be the best, you have to train with the best. PWI has been training the best athletes in Northern Colorado for 9 years. These training sessions are personalized for each athlete, and due to the individualized attention and specificity of the programs, you can start your training sessions at any time. Workouts are based on an athlete assessment that looks at not only physical attributes, but behavioral tendencies as well to get the best out of the athlete. Call Ryan with PWI at 970-339-2670.
Choosing the right flooring and getting great service is a must when it comes to your home's interior. Since 1988, family-owned and operated West Point Carpet One has been serving the greater Greeley area, offering the finest in flooring and services. Get big box store prices and selection with that all-important small-town customer service. Need some ideas? Visit West Point Carpet One's beautiful showroom or give one of their great consultants a call at 970-673-4220. That's West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform these specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen
from Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
It's baseball season and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back as we continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Ahead of a Preps Radio doubleheader for you today. Sterling and Resurrection Christian in the opener. The Eden Reds will wait for the winner of this one. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. And Coach just got done watching the Reds come from behind, and I think you were the good luck factor. As soon as you got here, the Reds started picking it up.
You know, I got in the car, it was 5-2.
There you go.
You know, and got the message that it was 5-2, and it was going into the fifth inning, Clark, but... As typical as this has been for the Reds, I'm not sure they can keep that process right. up as the teams will continue to get better.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you can do that throughout the year, but this is the cream of the crop out here. The top 8 teams in the state are playing, and you know what? Coach is right. At some point, that magic runs out, and you've got to go out and get a lead. So we'll find out what the Reds do at 2 o'clock this afternoon. They'll wait for that. I'm also kind of interested to see who we get. We saw Garrett Garrison for the Reds this morning. Do we get Tate Smith? Do we get Mitch Haythorn? Who are we going to get to open up the
second
game?
We're going to get one of those guys, you know. I was a little surprised we saw Garrett Garrison.
How about that? And now you've got your 2 studs,
you know, you
can use them both in the second game if you need them.
A little bit of a gamble, but that's the confidence they also have in Garrett Garrison.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jared McCormick comes in relief and does an outstanding job to close it out. But now the Reds, man, they got their best guys going today and tomorrow.
So I didn't see, Coach, did the Colorado Academy, did they get that runner home from third or was 7-5 the final?
No, and ended up 7-5.
It did, 7-5.
So
circle the Reds, 7-5 in this one. They go to the 2 p.m. game, and we'll see. Is it going to be Sterling or Resurrection Christian? That's who they're waiting for here. Over at Butch Butler this morning, University came from behind, beat Manitou Springs 5-3. So Casey Miller's team in the winner's circle. They go to the 2 p.m. game against the winner of Lutheran and Bayfield, who are probably getting going right about now.
I'm sure they've already started.
Yep. I think we're Dan Nabb dropping off some burritos. We'll take that every day of the week. But this is going to be fun today, no doubt. 2 teams that played really 2 terrific baseball games, 5-3, 5-2 baseball games. Should be a great matchup out here today.
Oh, it should be.
And the weather's fantastic, Bruce.
Man, when you come to the state tournament and you get to sit out in this weather, it's nothing better. You know, just the days have worked out perfectly. Today and tomorrow is supposed to be a terrific day, I believe. And a lot of fans here.
Sure.
A lot of Sterling travels well.
You bet. They sure do.
They always do. Yep. They travel well in all their sports, and they have great support here today. And Resurrection just, 15 miles down the road, they also have a very good fan base here.
All right. Let's see. 4 teams back in the mix in the state tournament this year. Eaton University, Lutheran, Colorado Academy, all visited, all were here last year. 4 new teams are in. Sterling, Resurrection Christian, the 2 teams in front of us, Bayfield and Manitou, but both Bayfield and Manitou have been here in the past.
Yeah, they have that experience. Bayfield from way, way, way over there in the other part of the state. They are used to state competition. I think a lot of people along the front range kind of forget about them in all sports during the season, but they always come with competitive teams.
The other classifications, if you're wondering, 2A class, the Highland Huskies, they are the 5 seed in the tournament. They're taking on number 13 Denver Christian today. They beat DC 8-2 in the regular season in league play. The Final Four game would be tomorrow in 2A, and then the championship would be on Saturday, June 4th. So that's the way that looks. 4A today, you've got four different games going there. Palisade and Cheyenne Mountain open up today. Palisade's the one seed in there. Cheyenne Mountain's the eight. Northfield, the four against Ponderosa, the five. Golden is the three. And here's Erie, the 22 in there. Biggest long shot in
Erie
the tournament.
Erie Tigers.
But they're still playing.
In the Front Range League next
right.
year.
Yep.
In the 6A classification. I'm not sure what their baseball team will be doing, but Clark, where's the 4A being played at? Is that
you
at the
know,
Gold Crown facility?
I think that's right. It's the
Lakewood.
One. It's the one, Coach, I didn't look at. The 5A is at All City Park and All Star Park.
I think that's probably at the Gold Crown facility.
Yeah,
great little ballpark there on Alameda and Harlan.
And the other team that we didn't talk about in there too is Severance, number 10 seed, taking on 15. D'Evelyn, who beat the two-seed Rifles. So look out for Kevin Johnson in Severance today.
Oh, I think they're in the drive, you know, not in the driver's seat, I guess. That's a little exaggeration. But when you look at the bracket and see where you're at, they have a terrific draw. And I think Coach Johnson, he's had their team ready lately. And Severance, first year they've had seniors, Clark.
Yeah, that's right.
Going to the state Final Eight in baseball. Great accomplishment.
The 5A quad of games sets up like this. Number one seed is Regis. They'll take on the 9, Douglas County, today, who beat Fossil Ridge in the regionals. Valor Christian's the 20. They're the longest shot in the 5A tournament that's left. In fact, Broomfield and Valor are the two longest shots. They'll battle
each
other.
And they play each other. Yep. So.
Then over at All-Star Park, Chaparral, the 3 seed, against Vista Ridge, the 6. And Cherokee Trail, the 10 seed, they've got good history in that program, too, taking on the 2 seed Legacy Lightning out of the FRL.
Yeah, Legacy, they've been ranked number one about half the year in RPI and coaches' poll. So they're sitting there as somewhat of a favorite to get to that final two.
All right, we move a little bit closer here to our J9 Agency's first pitch today. It is Sterling. It is a Resurrection Christian, so it should be a terrific game here in Preps Radio. And then we have the 1-0 matchup at 2 o'clock. It'll be the Eaton Reds against the winner of our broadcast coming up right here. All right, Coach and I coming back in a moment. We'll continue here with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. This time out, however, brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Colin Kaepernick hasn't played since the 2016 season, and his Wednesday workout with the Raiders had plenty of people talking. Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels, not one of them, stating, just by standard procedure, we will only talk about the people that are on our team. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported that all indications are that the workout went well, impressing those in attendance. Kaepernick last worked out during halftime of the Michigan spring football game on April 2nd, where he was reunited with his former NFL and current Wolverine head coach Jim Harbaugh. Saints head coach Dennis Allen said Thursday that wideout Michael Thomas, who sat out the entire 2021 season with ankle injuries, is not ready yet, but expects him to be ready for training camp. As for Saints quarterback Jameis Winston, he's on the field at OTAs and feeling positive after a season-ending ACL tear in 2021. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits every month with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to your home or business each month absolutely free. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com to begin the registration process. When completed, Tierra Health, a trusted source for next-generation healthcare, will submit a claim to your insurance provider. There is no deductible and no copay. Your 8 monthly tests will ship directly to your home or business for free. Go to freetestingkitstoday.com. COVID-19 and its variants are still here, so take the worry out of searching for time-sensitive tests by registering you and your family today. Visit freetestingkitstoday.com to register from the comfort of your own home. That's freetestingkitstoday.com to receive 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you at no cost. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com.
The Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back out to Tom Roach Field, University High School here. Kind of getting a little overcast right now. Layer of clouds comes in. That's kind of nice, actually. It's a warm day. A little breeze blowing through the ballpark right now. Clark and Bruce with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario Destiny Gomez. Alliance Irrigation out there in Kersey, folks. So for all your irrigation needs, choose Alliance Irrigation. They proudly support high school athletics in Northern Colorado. Located right there in Kersey, they'll help you with all of your irrigation needs. It is Alliance Irrigation. All right, Coach, DeOrio and Flood today. That off the bat, I go advantage Sterling. Dillon's had a great year. I mean, one of the best pitchers in the state. Brady Flood's had a good year, but just limited time, only 18 innings pitched.
Right.
DeOrio's thrown 49 innings, so he's the proven factor. Flood, you still don't quite know what you're getting there. And it sounds like Mike Magaro trying to save Luke Ruby for the champion for the 2 o'clock.
I don't think this is the point anybody Ooh. Tries to save anybody.
You
got to win. Yep. Yeah, it's double elimination, so you get somewhat of a mulligan. But man, that creates playing a lot of games and puts stress on the arms.
Yeah, it absolutely does. There's zero question about that. So. We'll find out what that looks like. Sterling Tigers, as we said, they come in here 20 wins, 20-5, and then you look at Rez Christian. They only played 21 games, a 4-game difference between the teams, and
that's just
games
scheduling.
That weren't made,
they didn't
made
play
up.
Their,
you know.
Yeah, they didn't play their max amount of games. That's just highly, highly unusual for a competitive 3A school not to maximize your schedule. And 20 wins for the Tigers, Clark, and they finished third in the league.
That's exactly right. Losses. I'm just thumbing through the losses because they put together, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, an 11-game winning streak in the middle of that season. They lost to Eaton. They lost to University. They lost to Rez. There's two others. Oh, they lost to University twice. Did they get beat by the Reds twice?
Yeah,
they got swept by the Reds, swept by University, and then they split with Rez Christian, who they get here this
afternoon.
But an
impressive doubleheader sweep is against Brush.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It's very impressive. So they've had a terrific year. And I think Coach Magaro picked Brady Flood because I think he thinks he has the best chance of beating the Tigers.
All right, well, there you go.
I don't think he's saving anybody.
Yep.
I don't think that's the issue as far as saving. I think he probably sees what Brady has done in the games he's appeared on. He hasn't faced the Tigers yet. And so I think he's just saying, this is our best shot to get to the second game.
All right, so let's get to the starting lineups. We'll do that, and then we'll break away. We're getting closer. If both teams are taking infield, we're not close to the start of this game. They're still working on the infield as if they're not going to take infield. I don't know, Coach. Have you ever seen a game where they start and they didn't take infield?
No. Unless it's a second part of an actual doubleheader.
If you've already played once in the day.
Yeah,
yeah, agreed. All right, let's get to the lineups for you. And I don't even know who the home team is here yet.
Do we? It should be the Sterling Tigers.
Okay. Did you see a flip of the coin, or how do you know that?
No, by seeding.
Oh, by seeding. Okay, all right. Let's go with Rez Christian as the visitor then. Bruce is always right, so we'll figure that out. Carter Siebers opens up, plays second base. Batting second will be Ryan Ward. He'll play center field for the Cougars. Carter Evans will hit third and play shortstop. Deegan Corrigan is the sophomore first baseman. Luke Ruby will hit in the number five spot. He's playing third base today. Brady Flood, as we said, on the hill for Resurrection Christian. Flood 3-0, 1.50 earned run average, 18 2/3 innings. Given up 12 hits, 9 walks of 21 base runners in 18 2/3, a whip of just over 1, 27 Ks in those 18 2/3, and team sitting .182 against Brady Flood this year. He hits in the number six spot offensively. Vaughn Green, the freshman, is the designated hitter in the seventh spot. Bennett Ruby, another freshman, is back behind the dish and hitting eighth. And Caden Bailey, just a sophomore, is out in left field, and he will hit ninth for the Cougars today. For the Sterling Tigers, as they take the field for infield, so that tells me right now we're a good 20 to 25 minutes away here. Get set for the longest pregame show in the history of mankind. Sterling Tigers will look like this, going for their 21st win of the year. They've won 3 in a row and 9 of 10. Mike Mendenhall is the coach in his second year. They were 10-8, lost in the regionals last year, but made it to state this year. Sterling Tigers will lead off Jackson Kyle, who can go deep. In fact, the day that Bruce was out at Resurrection Christian, I think he led off that game with a home run.
First at-bat, top of the first, over the left field fence.
So Kyle's in left. Cast Combs, this guy's been hitting a ton lately, too. He'll be in right field. Dylan DiOrio's on the mound. Talk about Dylan. What a great year he's had. 7-0, 1.43 ERA. 49 innings, 44 hits and 13 walks. 57 base runners in 49 innings. That's a whip of about 1.1 or so. So pretty good stuff there. 60 Ks in the 49 innings. And opponents hitting .224 against DiOrio this year. So DiOrio's hitting the number three spot.
I love watching DiOrio pitch. A key factor for him is to keep the ball down.
Sure.
But he has a great off-speed pitch. When he's on the corners, at the knees, this kid's really tough.
Mm. One of the best in the state, no doubt. Andrew Mike, who for a long time this year was the leading RBI man in the state until he was overtaken by Ryder True of Eaton. Andrew Mike, I think he's fourth now in ribbies in the state. Andrew Mike is over at first base. Noah Soper is in center field. He'll hit fifth. He's another one who you will hear on the mound for the Tigers throughout the tournament. Jake Gordon is the designated hitter in the sixth spot. Andrew Scavarda will bat in the number seven spot. Scavarda is the second baseman. Wyatt Buckley is hitting eighth and doing the catching. And Easton Wilson, good name for baseball. He is the shortstop for the Sterling Tigers. So the Tigers and Resurrection Christian, we're going to step aside. We're going to sell some more things as we continue on this pregame show. We're coming back in a moment. This first time out is brought to you here by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
You're in Depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back, folks. University High School today. The state tournament underway here. University over at Butch Butler today. They come from behind, beat Manitou Springs 5-3. And the Reds do what they've done all year. And Athletic Director Steve Longwell sits down with us right now. That's a good win for your Reds this morning, but they keep doing this to us, man. They're going to give me a heart attack, Steve.
Yeah, you and me both, Clark, and a lot of gray hair with it, too.
Absolutely. Reds, they've done that against, you know, the top of the state this year, against University coming from behind late, against Sterling coming from behind late, against Brush coming from behind late, and then in the, you know, most important game to date this year, in the opener of the state tournament, down 5-1 in the baseball game at one point. But still, you know what? These guys, I never say never, right?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a kind of a culture thing and an attitude. You just say never die.
You've got to stop that, though. I mean, you've got to get a lead at some point, and not because at some point you're not going to be able to come back in these games. But big stuff there. Wonder who we'll see in the afternoon. Good thing for the Reds, and I love the fact that Garrett Gerritsen, the sophomore, got in there and pitched. A little bit of experience for him in a state championship setting. And plus, man, you've got Tate Smith and Mitch Haythorne sitting there for game two now.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, I don't know which one they're going to start, but hopefully you can utilize just one of them.
Sure.
And then have the third one for tomorrow.
That's right. So it's you're set up perfectly. And remember, going 2-0, so important here. Get to that game, what they used to call game 11, tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Butch Butler. Now they call it game 7. But that, I believe I went back in 11 of the last 13 winners of that 2-0 matchup have gone on to win the tournament. Puts you in the driver's seat.
It does. It makes it a whole lot easier not having to go through the backside.
Boy, that's for sure. And then you get to rest your pitchers a little bit too, and by the time that team comes to meet you in the championship, boy, they're, you know, they've used everybody and their mother. But boy, what a, every time that we have you on, Steve, we talk about the proclivity for Eaton teams to win state titles, and no different this year in track and field. A couple of big wins. Logan Gullett wins the 3200. I'm not sure what year he is. Is he a youngster or not?
He's a junior.
He is a junior.
Yeah.
Got another year to come back. But, yeah, talking with Ryan Waslowski, the one of the assistant coaches, really he was, I think, third or fourth coming in. So to win that 3,200, pretty big for him and big for the Reds.
Yeah, and he didn't run that race a lot during the season. He ran it a couple of times.
Really?
And,
wow.
Just to be able to qualify. And but he poured it on down there at Jeffco.
Boy, no kidding. And Zach Rabel wins the state championship in the high jump. I think he was third or so coming in.
Yeah.
But he jumps huge for you guys, too. And, boy, what a year. Look at what Zach Rabel's had the whole year with football, then moving to basketball, and, of course, ending it out with a state championship in track. What a year for him, too.
It's been a great year for him, yeah. And he's just a great competitor, and he gets after it no matter what it is.
Funniest story I thought was the fact that – so I guess he hurt his foot in the triple jump on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so they tried to – into his track shoe. Track shoes are small to begin with. They tried to build some type of a support or cushioning factor in for him on Saturday and Sunday. And he's running in the 300 hurdles, which is kind of his event.
Yes.
I think going in, he thought that's probably the one he had the best chance at a title in, even though he won the high jump. But he runs and loses his shoe, but still finishes, I think, fourth or fifth, he said. So, yeah.
He still finished the race up fifth. Yeah.
Without a shoe.
Without a shoe. Yep. So, Yeah, but a funny story with that, too. You know, he blames his mom for losing the shoe. So,
that-a-way. So much for eating dinner tonight.
Exactly.
For him. Yeah, that's right. Before we let you go, Steve, construction on the new school going as planned? I mean, are we – everything I hear is – I heard that was the last baseball game that we'll have seen played on that field. The last basketball game has been played at that historic facility you guys have on the campus right now. But everything on target as far as the new building goes?
Yeah, that's what they're telling us. They're telling us by mid-July we ought to be able to start moving everything in and – August 1st, they're going to turn the building over to us, and we're ready to kick fall sports off there.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see. I want to get in there and see the gym because it tears my heart a little bit because, that to me, that's Hoosier's gym. That's the most iconic gym around here, I think, for basketball.
It is. It is Hoosier's gym, and it's a great gym. But I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised
Good.
With the new one.
Yeah, well, we love new things, so I'm sure we're going to love it. Steve, thanks for jumping on with us.
All right, thanks, Clark.
That's Athletic Director Steve Longwell with us. Reds win today 7-5 against Colorado Academy. We'll have the 2 o'clock game on the radio here for you. It's probably going to be more like 2:30, maybe even 2:45 by the time we get there, so keep your shorts on. We'll get to you later on this afternoon. Still to come in front of us as Resurrection Christian takes infield right now. It is Resurrection Christian and Sterling for the chance to meet the Reds at 2 o'clock today. State Championship Baseball here on Preps Radio, brought to you, of course, by Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill. Kramer's Wedge Store out there in Kersey, giving you a chance to win a $100 gas card each and every week. So here's all you do. You get into the Kramer's Wedge Store or the Ufillets in Greeley and Eden. Spend $15 or more in gas and merchandise. Go inside to pay. Every time you do that, each day, you can get one entry into the week-long entry. At the end of the week, they'll pick a name out of there, and it's a $100 gas card. That's right. Win free gas. Kramer's Wedge Store and the Tatanka Grill. And while you're in there, you got to go to the Tatanka Grill, of course. It's a made-from-scratch kitchen. They've got you at the Ufillets in Greeley and Eaton as well. Okay, we'll come back in a moment and continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. It's Rez Christian and Sterling here. It is the state championship quarterfinals, final eight out here today. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Nerd.
I'm Mikey Kilpatrick, and this is the Nerd Zone. It's going to be a long, strange weekend. Stay tuned.
Right Coast Pizza is the best spot in Northern Colorado for authentic Jersey-style pizza and calzones, always loaded with flavor. Come by during lunchtime for weekday specials, including the two-slice lunch or the salad and a slice special. Wash it all down with a selection from their menu of Colorado craft beers. Stop in at the downtown Greeley location for a variety of Jersey-style pizzas crafted in Colorado. Right Coast Pizza, open Tuesday through Saturday at 10:30. Dine-in and carry-out options are also available.
According to Netflix, the entire fourth season of Stranger Things is 13 hours long. The first 7 episodes are available on Netflix right now, with a supersized episode 7. We'll have to wait until July 1st to see the final 2 episodes of season 4, but you'll have to be prepared to stare at the screen for nearly 4 hours. I'm Micah Kilpatrick, and this is The Nerd Zone.
It's Chubb Waters' 36th annual Chili Cook-Off and Roundup. June 18th, salsa sampling at 11 a.m., chili sampling at 1 p.m., ranch rodeo sponsored by Elk Mesa Energy. Tickets are $20, 12 and under free. Featuring Prairie Wildfire, Lendon James and the Highway 34 Band, South Side Highway, and a street dance with the Country Club Band. Visit chubwaterchilicookoff.org for contestant info. Chubb Waters' Chili Cook-Off and Roundup, Saturday, June 18th.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. A&W Eaton. Limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back out as we continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at proactivecolorado.com. I want to thank one of our great sponsors, too. That's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Those are my buddies. In fact, my car is over there today, and Lance taking care of it, getting my bug back in great formation. Thank them for all of their sponsorship. Don Scott, 40 years over there. Great stuff at AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. They got you in Loveland now, too, as well as that number one store in the region at Fort Collins. So get to them right across from the Sam's Club over there. Dave Martin's your guy at AMCO of Loveland as well as AMCO of Fort Collins. So lineups are coming up here in a second on field. We've already given you our starting lineups today. So let's do this. Let's break away. We'll take our final break of the pregame show here. When we come back, it's the J9 Agency's first pitch. That's J9 Agencies in Alt. They've been around for 24 years. Want to help you do things right. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's go!
Live from Tom Roach Field in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA coverage of the 3A state tournament. We get to the final eight here. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Resurrection Christian and Sterling will battle today, played a couple of games this year, each team winning on the other team's home field. So we'll find out what it means when we get to a neutral field.
Yeah,
right?
We'll see who owns the neutral site today.
That's right.
In this rubber match of games between these two clubs.
All right, Sterling has taken the field. Dylan DiOrio's going to throw some warm-up tosses. 7-0, a .43 ERA, one of the best pitchers in the state. 49 innings, 44 hits, 13 walks, so 57 base runners in the 49 innings, a whip just over one. Opponents hitting .224 against Dylan so far this year. He has 60 Ks in 49 innings. He'll battle a Resurrection Christian lineup. We've brought it to you already. Let's get through it again. Carter Siebers will open up and play second base. Carter Siebers starting to hit the baseball really well towards the end of the year. In fact, against Basalt in the regional opener, 3-for-4, a home run, and 2 runs batted in. Ryan Ward was the only senior in the basketball team. There's a couple more in the baseball team out here, but still pretty young team for the Cougs. Ryan Ward is in center field, and you'll also hear him on the mound throughout the tournament. Carter Evans, this is the guy, Coach, that's made him go all year, the shortstop for the Cougars. He comes in here, Carter Evans leading a bunch of different categories for the Cougars. 3 home runs, 27 hits, that leads the club. 27 runs scored, that leads the club. He's second in RBIs with 24. That's a big season for the junior shortstop.
Yeah, terrific season for Carter Evans, and he's not only done it at the plate, he's done it in the field as well. He's kind of that leader on the field at the shortstop position, and look for Carter to have an excellent state tournament.
So those will be your top three hitters for the Cougars, and then when they get there, the number four hitter, Deegan Corrigan, the sophomore, who is the RBI leader. He's batting average leader on the team. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys who don't carry a senior name tag that are having big seasons for the Cougars. We're set to go. Dylan DiOrio for the Tigers. He'll come out of the stretch from the beginning here, and he deals a fastball down low. We're underway, so pull up a chair and spend part of your afternoon with us here on Preps Radio. A ball and no strikes to Carter Siebers. DiOrio comes back in the 1-0 right down Main Street for a strike.
You know, the first time these two teams placed, it seems like the Cougars were taking a lot of early pitches, and it looks like they're doing the same if Carter Evans is any evidence here.
Pitcher on the way, and this is Carter Siebers, who hits a pop fly in foul grounds. First base side, going back and making the grab is Andrew Mike, the senior. The wind caught it a little bit, but Siebers is out, one gone in the first.
Well, Siebers trying to kind of protect and fouled that ball off, but it just didn't get it out of the playing area. Nice start for DiOrio.
One gone. Ryan Ward will step to the plate here for the Cougars. Ward at 3-0-4, no homers. 10 runs driven in on the year. Set up the Tigers defensively. Steve and Segui is down at third. Easton Wilson is the shortstop. Andrew Scavarda at second base. Andrew Mike is over at first. It's Jackson Kyle, Noah Soper, and Cast Combs left to right on the outfield. Swing and a miss by Ryan Ward. It's no balls and a strike. That outfield for the Tigers is all seniors. And then junior Wyatt Buckley back behind the plate. And Dylan DiOrio, senior, deals, and the pitch hit off the fist and into center field. Base hit for Ryan Ward.
Boy, that almost came in on the fist, but Ward got around on that fastball. And talk about location. DiOrio left that ball up, and Ward attacked it.
Yeah, got to have quick hands, quick wrists to get in on that thing because it was in tight on him. But still able to get the bat head out and get it around, and it's a base hit. Now here comes Carter Evans, the aforementioned Carter Evans. What a big year he's had. 27 hits is the leader on the club. 27 runs scored, leader on the club. 24 RBI second, and he drives one to left field 2-0, and deep.
2-0, Clark.
Oh, way back, coach. This 2-0. One is
zero.
Carter Evans has his fourth home run of the year. RBIs 28 and 29, and the Cougars start quick here in Greeley.
Well, we talked about Carter Evans, probably the, you know, the best player on the Resurrections Cougars, hits in that three spot. And, man, he just turned on that fastball. The minute it left the bat, you knew it was gone.
So 2-0. The Cougars in front. They beat Basalt 12-2 in the regional opener, and then that big win over Brush. Luke Ruby against Alejandro Maltos Garcia. What a great pitching matchup. The 2-1 victory gets them here, and they get a two-run shot on the first by Carter Evans. All right, Deegan Corrigan. Deegan steps in now, the first baseman. This sophomore's had a huge year. Pitch inside right there, brushed him back a little bit. It's a ball and a strike.
Well, that gets the dugout uplifted immediately in the top of the first inning.
Great way for the Cougars to start it off here, kind of what Jackson Kyle did in that first inning leadoff home run when they were in Loveland this year. Pitch here waved at and missed. So one ball, two strikes, and DiOrio now just wants to come back and get command here. One ball and two strikes. Dylan comes back, 1-2 break, pitch missed away, tried to get him to chase.
Excellent 0-2 pitch, or 1-2 pitch, I guess it was.
Cougars have won 5 of the 9 meetings all-time against Sterling. DiOrio comes back, and that one swung on and missed. He tied him up inside.
Came out down and in on that pitch, Clark, on a fastball, and Corrigan, unlike Ward, and Evans just couldn't get around on it.
So two away, and Luke Ruby will come to the plate, and I'm fairly certain we're going to see Luke on the hill at 2 o'clock today if Resurrection can win, or 2:30 or 2:45 or whenever we get to it. But
well, there's lights on this we'll field see. As well.
Yeah, tell me that. Do not want to be hit at 8 o'clock tonight. Luke Ruby at the plate here for the Cougars. Told you 5-4 all-time Cougars over Sterling in the 9 meetings. They've split the last 2 sessions each of the last 2 years. Pitch here popped up, foul right side and out of play. Be into the parking lot here. Always a fun parking lot at Tom Roach. The people have gotten they've gotten it down here. They don't park anywhere near the stadium anymore. Everybody about 100 yards back in the parking lot right there. All right, 2 balls, or no balls and 2 strikes. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball hit to the hole at short and on through into left field. It's a Luke Ruby base hit.
Little C&I single right there between second and third, and Ruby trying to start a 2-out rally here for the Cougars.
It's a good inning for the Cougs. 3 hits already, the home run, the 2-run shot by Evans and singles by Ward and Ruby here. DiOrio gives up less than a hit an inning. So to jump out in the first inning and get 3 safeties, a pretty good job here for the Cougars.
Yeah, I think that's more hits than they had against him the first outing.
All right, set to go again here. At the belt, here's the pitch, swing and a miss to Brady Flood. Flood jumps in. We'll see him on the hill today looking for his 4th win coming up. Brady at 296, no homers and 9 runs driven in. DiOrio at the belt again, checks the runner at first. Dillon comes back, and the pitch is a breaking ball. That's slapped into the hole at shortstop. Picked up by Wilson. Long throw to first, and he airmails it into the fence. Over to third base here goes Luke Ruby. It is Ruby at third. And down to second base on the throwing area goes Brady Flood.
You know, I thought sure Wilson was going to try to go to second for the force out. Shorter throw, and makes the errant throw to first base instead. And the Resurrection has something going here. Runners at second and third.
So second and third for the Cougs. We're going to give him an infield single on that?
Yeah, it's a hit and an error.
Hit and an error. That's
yeah, advances to second base on the error.
I'm glad you said that, Coach, because I wrote it down already. All right, here are runners at second and third. Now DiOrio's got to get out of this. 2-0, he trails already. Here's the pitch on the way, swinging a pop fly foul. This is Vaughn Green. The freshman jumps in now. 286 for the season. 4 runs driven in. 28 at-bats this year, so 8 for 28. No extra base hits. Set to go again is DiOrio. Runners at second and third here. Here's the 0-1 to Green. Missed it away, and it's a ball and a strike. If they get there, Bennett Ruby, another freshman for the Cougars, is out on deck. Mike Magaro, second year, or rather first year coaching the club, I should say, after 3 years with the Triple Crown organization. DiOrio comes back, breaking ball. He's not getting his breaking ball to cut yet.
He's just not been able to snap it off like he has in earlier games this season.
So 2 balls and a strike, and Dillon struggling here in the first inning a little bit. All right, Green back up there from the left side. Here, see what the sophomore can do. Second and third, 2 outs here in the first. DiOrio comes back, and a fastball just inside. And crowding the plate that time was Vaughn Green, so he had to get out of there. 3 balls and a strike. First base is open. At the belt, here's DiOrio. Comes back, and the 3-0 is right down Main Street for a strike.
Well, Green taken all the way on that pitch, and he's hoping to see another fastball like he just saw on this 3-1 count. 3-2 count.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, that's right. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch coming. DiOrio deals in the 3-2. Did he get him? Outside corner, struck him out. But the damage is done. Carter Evans goes deep. A 2-run shot is 4th of the season. And the Cougars get 2 runs on 4 hits in the first inning. We'll go to the bottom of the first here at Tom Roach. It is the state tournament here on Preps Radio. It's 2-0 Res Christian. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Choosing the right flooring and getting great service is a must when it comes to your home's interior. Since 1988, family-owned and operated West Point Carpet One has been serving the greater Greeley area, offering the finest in flooring and services. Get big box store prices and selection with that all-important small-town customer service. Need some ideas? Visit West Point Carpet One's beautiful showroom or give one of their great consultants a call at 970-673-4220. That's West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary.
Sometimes you have to search long and hard to find a great value, but other times it's as easy as walking through the front door of the Ranch Restaurant, that is. Serving a tasty menu of breakfast and lunch favorites, the Ranch Restaurant is the local's choice for American, Greek, and Mexican fare at a great price. Try the Ranch Restaurant and you'll agree, it's simply a great value. Family owned and operated and open to serve you daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Ranch Restaurant, 714th 6th Street in downtown Greeley.
It's baseball season and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the first inning out here at Tom Roach Field, University High School in Greeley. 3A state tournament getting underway today. Championship Saturday will be next Saturday. 2 o'clock tomorrow is a big one, though. That'll be the two 2-0 teams at Butch Butler. We'll have that for you on Preps Radio tomorrow. University got a win this morning in coming from behind fashion, just like the Eaton Reds did. So at least the local teams here are off to a good start.
Well, Carter Evans hit a shot that first half of the inning.
He sure did. Just hammered it. All right, 2-0 for the Cougars as the Sterling Tigers will have super athlete Jackson Kyle to lead things off. And Cast Combs, who has had a huge, he had a big regional. In fact, in the Middle Park game where Sterling won 20-0, Cast Combs, two homers and five RBIs that day. But we'll start with Jackson Kyle, the left fielder, then Combs, then DiOrio. Tigers have won 3 in a row and 9 of 10 as they come into Greeley today. Pitch on the way by Brady Flood. Did he get the outside corner? He did. He starts with a strike. 0-1 here to Jackson Kyle. Next pitch on the way, and that one missed. And you're at a ball and a strike right now. Kyle leads the team in about six different offensive categories. Seven home runs on the season. The 31 RBI is his second, but 34 hits leads the club, and so does the 42 runs scored. That pitch missed away.
Clark, I think this is such an important inning for Brady Flood.
Yep.
Especially after his team just put a two spot on the board in the top of the inning, that he has to come out and throw strikes.
Next pitch on the way here to Jackson Kyle misses away. Two balls and a strike here. Bottom of the first inning, following a Carter Evans two-run shot, his fourth of the year. Here's Flood. He comes back. Brady's pitch to the plate is popped up right side. It was Deegan Corrigan who gave it a quick look over at first base, and it gets back out of play. And so the count goes full here to Jackson Kyle. Three balls and two strikes. Sterling gets 11 runs a game. That's near the top of the state lead. Pitch on the way is a breaking pitch, hit the left field. It's Bailey going back, looking up, and Caden is under it and makes the catch for the out.
Just out near the warning track there in left field, but Jackson Kyle just got under that a little too much and hit a high fly ball to left field.
Seemingly not a sport he can't play, right? I mean,
this kid is such an athlete.
I feel like if you put any kind of a sports instrument in his hands, he's going to be great at it. Here's Cast Combs. Talked about him. A big regional for Cast. Here's the pitch on the way, and Brady Flood deals away. It's a ball and no strikes. The Tigers hit eight home runs in their two regional games. They had three in the opener against Middle Park, and then against Delta, they hit five different players homered in that game.
Well, they were just simply so much better in both those teams that they played in regionals. They haven't had a close game for a while.
Two balls, no strikes. Flood comes back, hit off the fist, foul behind us. And so it's two balls and one strike here. Thank you again to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott, his great staff there, built that empire in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. Now they're doing it in Loveland as well. Pitched there on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. Dave Martin's your guy in Loveland. Go down, talk to him, AMCO of Loveland. Lance Pickett's your guy in Fort Collins. That is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. That's hammered to left field and deep. This one's going to be foul. Looking at it was Caden Bailey. Boy, that was rolled
that
by Cascones.
Definitely had a home run distance just out in front of it, and just a long foul ball.
Dylan DiOrio out on deck here. Here's the 2-2 to Combs, and he just does get a piece of it and fouls that breaking pitch away.
Combs staying alive on that, able to, you know, get a piece and just foul it back, hoping for another pitch.
A little cloud cover has made it really pleasant out here today. Ruby comes back, rather than not Ruby, Brady Flood comes back and bounces one foul outside the bag at first base. Play made over at first by Deegan Corrigan, but he'll come back and do it again. Just outside the line in foul grounds.
Resurrection crowd cheering because they thought it was an out at first, not realizing it was a foul ball.
Well, they're getting the picture now. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Cass Combs back to the plate. Flood deals, breaking ball, got him. That's
Boy,
a beauty.
That was a great breaking pitch on a 3-2 or on a 2-2 count, Clark.
So two away, and Dylan DiOrio, who finds himself down. That probably hasn't happened a ton this year. Where
no, he has not been down. He's not been defeated.
Yep, undefeated on the hill at 7-0. Here's the pitch, and that's hit right into center field. That's a base hit. Over to pick it up is Ryan Ward. And the senior gets it back in. So DiOrio gets the first Sterling Tiger base hit of the ballgame. Two out runner at first, and Andrew Mike, the four-hole hitter, coming up for the Tigers here.
Well, Andrew Mike, one of the leaders in RBIs in the state of Colorado, has an early chance here with two outs.
Mike sitting in the number four spot in the state in RBIs. Top two RBI getters, you're going to hear them a little later on. Ryder True and Walker Martin from the Reds. Here's the pitch to the plate, and Andrew Mike takes it away. And it's a ball and no strikes here. Two outs, runner down at first base. Must have got a courtesy runner in for DiOrio, or is that Dylan? That's him, I think.
I think he's running for himself.
Yep. At the belt here is Brady Flood. Delivers ground ball foul into the Reds dugout. So one ball and one strike. Eaton Reds waiting on deck to take on the winner of this one. Figuring that game goes about 2:45 or so today. Here's Flood at the belt. Checks DiOrio and delivers, and the pitch missed away. So two balls and one strike. Mike at 478, that's leading the club in hitting. And as we said, the 39 RBIs, the team lead is fourth in the state of Colorado. He's got two home runs. He hit those early, though. He hadn't hit one in a while.
Unlike a lot of guys, that when it warms up, then you hit your home runs.
There you go. The Eaton Reds are the perfect example for that. Went half the year without a home run and have hit a bunch lately. All right, runner away from the bag. The pitch to the plate, he misses away. Nice job by Bennett Ruby, the freshman catcher, to get over and block it.
Sterling coming in with lots of stolen bases, Clark. Good pitch to run on here early in the game. 3-1 count with a contact hitter at the plate.
156 steals this year. That's what, about six a game? A little over six. That pitch missed. No, he got him. In for a strike. Walking to first base was Mike, and they got him.
He's walking to first base, but this is such a delayed call.
Yep.
It was almost like the umpire showing up the hitter, and not necessary in high school sports.
So Mike back to the plate now. It's 3-2 instead of a walk, and see what Brady Flood does right here. Here's the look and a pitch, and he missed it ball four. So now he gets to walk down to first base. So two on and two out here in the first inning for the Tigers. Down by a pair, Noah Soper, the center fielder, will come to the plate. Soper, really the number two pitcher on the team. I don't know if you want to call him that. It might be 1A and 1B. 49 innings this year for DiOrio and 49 for Soper. That's when they're on the hill. Flood deals. Soper started to offer at it and held a swing. And it's a ball, no strikes. Flood set to go again. Looks in to get a sign from Bennett Ruby, his freshman catcher. Long time between pitches. Now comes to the plate, and the breaking pitch stayed up. Two balls and no strikes. Sterling did a little coming from behind themselves in the regional final against Delta. They trailed 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. In the tricky regionals where one loss and you're done. Back to the plate, and that's up. Three balls and no strikes. Tough territory here for the senior Brady Flood.
Well, after getting two quick outs, Brady Flood is putting up with base runners on first and second and has suddenly thrown a lot of pitches this inning.
All right, Brady set to go again. Deals, and the 3-1 is there for a strike. I think this umpire gives you a verbal strike notice right away.
I think he's letting the hitters know, but I don't believe he gave the ball verbal.
Yep. Not the right arm.
To Mike. And Mike, you know, the pitch was outside.
Boy, that's ripped foul.
So, yeah, we get the delayed call. They get the strike call, should get the strike call immediately. But, gosh, what was Mike was probably a third of the way down to first base before they brought
him back. That's exactly right, yeah.
And the pitch was outside.
All right, three balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the first inning, 2-0 Resurrection Christian. Sterling trying to answer.
Runner should be going.
Flood at the belt. They will go. The pitch, did he get him? On the outside corner, struck him out.
That was a no-doubter.
That's a beauty.
That was a great pitch by Flood.
For the Tigers in the first, no runs to hit. They leave two. We've gone one inning out here at Tom Roach Field. It is the 3A state tournament. It's 2-0 Resurrection Christian in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Your in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the second inning out here at Tom Roach Field in Greeley, 3A state tournament. Thank you to Agfinity, another 100 years for Agfinity. Doing exactly what they do is a big part here of Northern Colorado. For all they do, go to agfinity.com. Cougars and Sterling Tigers today in this one. Winner will get the Eaton Reds this afternoon on Preps Radio. 2-0 Cougars, two-run shot. Carter Evans, fourth of the year in the first inning. That's the difference in the ballgame so far. Talk about the proclivity of these two teams to play evenly. Nine meetings all time, five for Rez, four for Sterling. In the last 2 years, they've split home and homes.
Yeah, it's been a very even series.
Pitch here has popped up. Bennett Ruby, the catcher, on the infield. He pops it up in a shortstop. That's going to be Easton Wilson who puts it away.
Well, that's on the right side of the diamond, but that's going down as an F6 fly out to the shortstop.
You go F6. I go P6.
It's fly ball.
I go pop out, yeah.
Okay.
Pop, so that's the way. It's funny. It's a great thing about scoring baseball. Everybody learns probably from their dad, you know, growing up or whatever. And there's so many people that keep a different kind of scorecard. As long as you know what you're writing, it's golden. Used to remember going to Dodger Stadium, you know, for years, and my favorite thing was to get that scorecard, open it up, and keep score of every game.
Yeah, you'd walk in a stadium, and they were, you know, selling scorecards.
You bet.
Maybe for a buck or less.
You bet. Everything was a buck. Here's Caden Bailey, the left fielder. He swings at the first two pitches, 0-2 now, to the Rez left fielder. Pitch on the way, reaches out and slaps it foul down the right field line. You're talking about dollars. I remember in the 70s going out, dollar to get in, to sit in the left field pavilion at Dodger Stadium, dollar for a Dodger dog, dollar for a frozen carnation malt, dollar for a bag of peanuts. Yeah, $5 bill, you can go enjoy the afternoon.
Yeah. Can't get in the parking lot for $5
now. Not even close. Pitch missed there. Ball and two strikes here to Caden Bailey. One out, second inning. Rez, 2-0 advantage over Sterling. DiOrio comes back. Breaking ball. Looks like it's there. No. Not going to get some help from the home plate umpire. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to the left fielder here, Caden Bailey. He's just a sophomore. Now he asks for time and backs out of the batter's box. Bailey at 267 on the year. A triple, four runs driven in. DiOrio comes back, and the pitch hit down to first base off the bat, the chest of Andrew Mike, and they go to first in time. No, he beat it out at first base. Going to give him a hit there, Coach?
No,
we're
going to
go
E3. I got to go E3 on that. That was a
hard hit ball.
But hard hit ball, kind of a candy hop bounce, actually, and just went off the chest. But that's got to be E3.
So Bailey's at first, and Carter Sievers will come to the plate here. Top of the order for the Cougars.
Eddie Herz over there from the report.
Big Eddie in the house. Eddie underscore Herz, baby.
Did we agree with that call, E3?
Yeah. Here's a throw over to first base and the runner back in. What did Eddie say?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Sievers at the plate here with one out in the second and one on.
He got it wrong anyways, writing with his left hand.
Oh, God. So. He's a southpaw? You got to be kidding me.
He's a southpaw over there.
All right, one ball, no strikes. Dylan DiOrio comes set at the belt. Runner looks at first. Here's the pitch, and it's up and out. Wyatt Buckley, the junior catcher, with a bluff throw down to first base.
Getting back to Bailey, whether it was a hit or an error. What a good job by the number 9 hitter to put it in play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And turn the lineup over, and now he's at first base with just one out.
DiOrio set at the belt, comes to the plate in the pitch, and that one's hit to left center field and driven. Noah Soper, the center fielder, back to the wall, and it's off the fence. Around second and headed for third is Bailey. He's going to stay there on a double by Carter Sievers. So Sievers rips it. Boy, he's been swinging a hot bat lately, too. Here comes Ryan Ward to the plate. This is big for Dylan DiOrio now. He's kind of up against it here, down 2-0 already.
Yes, and facing Ryan Ward, who had a sharp single to him in left center field, and then obviously on deck, Carter Evans, who led Resurrection scoring with a two-run home run in the top of the first.
So second and third, Bailey over at third, Sievers at second. Here's Rez with one out, and the breaking ball misses up, and it's a ball and no strikes.
Yeah, trying to get that high strike on the curveball. Generally, umpires don't give that even if it breaks to the top of the zone, a curveball that starts that high in the zone.
DiOrio comes set at the belt again, the senior right-hander. Down a ball and no strikes here to Ryan Ward. And now Ward, tired of waiting, backs out. Both of these pitchers take a little bit longer than what we've seen in our latest games. Here's DiOrio again, comes set at the belt. Here's the pitch to Ryan Ward. Swings and fouls it right behind us. And it goes to a ball and a strike here. Two runs, five hits for the Cougars so far in the ballgame. We're in the second inning. No runs a hit for the Tigers. They've only hit once. Tigers the home team today due to the seeding. Big chance for the Cougars here with runners at second and third and one out. Pitch on the way around a bunt that time was Ward and fouls it off.
Little safety squeeze going. The runner not breaking on the windup. And Ward unable to put the bunt in play.
Mike was a couple of steps back at first base. Now he moves a little closer. However, two strikes to me means the bunt's probably not in play anymore. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, Ward's going to see a curveball right here, Clark.
All right, see if Coach gets this one right. DiOrio set at the belt. He's got the sign. Comes back, and the pitch is a breaking ball. Hit down and wide of third base and through into left field. It's a base hit. One run is in. Here comes a runner to the plate. The throw is on time, and they got him at the plate. Sievers is out at the plate. Bailey scores, so it's 3-0. And Ryan Ward has his 11th run batted into the season. Well, he didn't get two, Coach, but that's a big third run.
Absolutely, that's a big third run. And Ward picked up that breaking pitch and slashed it down the third baseline.
So
told you that was going to be a curveball, Clark.
You've got it right, man.
Could see it coming.
You've said two or three things today that's right. You're on a streak here. Who do you like tonight in the MLB? Three balls, no strikes. Or 3-0 game, I should say. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch by DiOrio, breaking ball that's low. It's 1-0. Here's Carter Evans, hit one that's still going first time up. That was a no-doubter. Jackson Kyle, the left fielder for Sterling, took one step on that shot by Carter Evans in the first and said, nope, I can't get that. Comes back, and this pitch fouled away, skied to the right side in foul grounds. So one ball and one strike here to Carter Evans. With the home run for Evans, his fourth of the year. Now has 26 RBIs, which puts him one behind Deegan Corrigan for the team lead. DiOrio comes back and misses with a breaking pitch outside. And it is two balls and a strike here.
Well, with first base open, I can't imagine DiOrio giving Evans anything really too much that catches a lot of the plate. I think he's going to try to keep it on that outside. And if he walks him, no foul.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Pitch to the plate and he missed it. So three balls and a strike now. Yeah, ditto what Coach just said right there. Even more now, 3-1. Be a big mistake here to groove one. Three balls and a strike to Carter Evans. Two outs, runner at second base for the Cougars. They own a 3-0 lead over Sterling. DiOrio comes back, and the pitch hit off the fist and foul.
Came inside, and I think that may have even been a little off the plate inside. Now you got him at a 3-2 count, so... DiOrio's trying to make a good pitch. I would think it's going to be another curveball because Evans put the fastball beyond the left field fence.
He stuck it in the trees in that first inning. He sure did. Here's the 3-2 payoff. Hit it right back up the middle, base hit. Around third base here is Ward, and they're going to hold him. I like to try and score there with two outs, but Mike McGarrell puts the brakes on.
Seemed like he was waving him, and then I don't know if Coach put the brakes on or Ryan just felt he, didn't get a big enough jump over there.
So a meeting at the Hill right here. You getting hungry? Place to go is A&W and Eaton, folks, right off of Highway 85, the north end of town. Their breakfast, lunch, and dinner open at 7 a.m. They close at 9. Got you taken care of all day long, too, plus if you want to get your A&W Eats at home, call Uber Eats. That's right. They've now got A&W in Eaton, bringing it right to your house from my good friends at A&W in Eaton. Well, they should go up and break this thing up. A little dance party at the mound out there. 3-0. What a great start for the Cougars today.
Really great start for Resurrection. And another critical at-bat here for Diorio and his Sterling Tigers. Being down 3-0 is enough, but you certainly don't want to let that guy on third base cross the plate.
All right, they do break it up now. We're in the top of the second inning here. Runners out the corners here for the Cougars with a 3-0 advantage. Carter Evans, a two-run homer in the first inning. And then Ryan Ward, an RBI single here in the second. All right, Deacon Corrigan going to step in now. Sophomore with a one RBI lead over Carter Evans now. Ground ball, backhanded to third and off the glove and behind the bag, and it's 4-0 for the Cougars.
Well, defense is really hurting Sterling right now.
You got to go E5 there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So the run is in, no RBI. There were two out, should have been the third out. Evans is down to second base. Corrigan's at first, and it's 4-0 now. Cougars in front with two runs here in the second, and they got two in the first on the two-run shot by Carter Evans.
I know pregame Sterling announcers were talking about how their defense had let them down on the defeat against Rez at Sterling. Well, same thing somewhat happening today.
Yep. Pitch to the plate, and it's popped up into left field. It's going to be Jackson Kyle, the senior, up under it and makes the catch for the out.
That's the guy you don't want to hit it to.
Yeah.
That guy covers a lot of ground and sure glove as anybody.
Two runs, three hits for the Cougars in the second inning. They put up a pair of twos to begin the ball game. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning. Cougars with a 4-0 lead over Sterling. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
To be the best, you have to train with the best. PWI has been training the best athletes in Northern Colorado for 9 years. These training sessions are personalized for each athlete, and due to the individualized attention and specificity of the programs, you can start your training sessions at any time. Workouts are based on an athlete assessment that looks at not only physical attributes, but behavioral tendencies as well to get the best out of the athlete. Call Ryan with PWI at 970-339-2670.
Obituary. Noun from the Latin, obitus, which means departure. A notice of a person's death, usually with a short biographical account. At Mosier Funeral Service, we know that your loved one's life is so much more than a short biographical account. Let us help you put together the details of a service that will not only honor your loved one's life, but give the rest of the story. Mosier Funeral Service is the Greeley Evans area's only family-owned and operated funeral service. Let the Mosier family help you in your time of need.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the second inning out here at Tom Roach Field in Greeley, University High School. The site for our 3A state tournament action today. Action going on in the other half of the 3A tournament over at Butch Butler. University beat Manitou Springs in come-from-behind fashion this morning, 5-3. So they await the winner of Lutheran and Bayfield going on right now. We do not have a score on that as yet. But Coach and I will dig into our phones here coming up and see if we can get some scores for you. All right, let's see what we get. Bottom of the second here, Jake Gordon, the DH, then Scavarda and Buckley. Andrew Scavarda, Wyatt Buckley. Against Brady Flood in the second inning of work. And the first pitch hit him. Wow. Well, not the best way to start an inning. Puts it on the back of Jake Gordon. He's down to first base. And Andrew Scavarda will step in here for Sterling. 4-0 ball game, Resurrection Christian. Two in the first, two in the second.
That one simply got away from Brady Flood.
Yeah, it sure did. First pitch of the inning. Looking to pitch. He deals and a swing through and miss, and it's 0-1. Scavarda comes in hitting 275. No homers and seven runs batted in. No balls and a strike. At the belt here is Brady Flood. He comes back, and the 0-1 pitch tries to light up the outside corner and misses, and it's a ball and a strike. Luke Ruby, Carter Evans, left side of the infield for the Cougars defensively. Carter Sievers and Deegan Corrigan on the right side. Pitch to the plate, and that one's drilled. Right field going back on it is Simer towards the foul line. Reaches up and makes the catch for the out. Good play by Christian, and there's one away.
Little hazy fly ball out to right field. Kind of a can of corn.
One out, one on, and Wyatt Buckley, the catcher, will come to the plate here. Brady Flood looking for his fourth win of the year. Brady at the belt now looks over at first base for a Tiger team that gets over six stolen bases a game, and this one fouled away off to the right and out of play. Jake Gordon over at first. He's got 14 stolen bases himself this year. Puts him about middle of the pack. That pitch up, and Bennett Ruby with a bluff down at first base.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if they try to test the freshman catcher.
Yep.
Although Ruby has a good arm
down
to second base.
Yeah, he's shown us that arm earlier this year. Here's a throw over to first, and the runner back in again. One ball, one strike, one out, bottom of the second inning here in Greeley. 3A state tournament, 4-0 Resurrection Christian. And the pitch fouled back to the screen. Tigers have won 3 in a row and 9 of 10. The Cougars have won 3 in a row. That includes the 5-3 win on the road at Sterling. Back to the plate comes Brady Flood and misses away. So two balls and two strikes, one out here.
Good pitch to run on Clark. Let's see if they put the runner in motion here.
2-2. Pitch on the way to Buckley, and Wyatt hits it into left field. It's a base hit. Actually going to roll almost all the way to the fence. Caden Bailey, the sophomore, will get under it. Runner around third. They're going to keep him to the plate. Here comes the throw, and they're going to get him in a rundown maybe. They will. They'll throw to third. Got him in a rundown to the plate. They got to run him back the other way. Here's the throw back to the bag at third. Now he's coming home. The throw there, and they got him.
That's just, you know.
Terrific.
Great rundown pickle play by the Cougars, but just terrible base running and communication from the Sterling Tigers.
Yeah,
he was not on the run. He did not on the 2-2 count. He wasn't stealing second base. It was a gapper, but very indecisive coming to third base.
Yep.
And coach waved him, then held him, and
too late.
It's just too late. Poor base running by the Tigers.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, one out, two, and now you've turned yourself in to two outs. And runners the first and second. Brady Flood is a batter away from getting out of the inning. Big defensive play for the Cougars right there. And a base-running bluff for Mike Mendenhall's Tigers. Here's the pitch. It's up in the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. Easton Wilson, one of the best names you'll find for a baseball player, steps up at the plate right here. Shortstop for the Tigers. They're just trying to get on the board here. Here's the pitch to the plate, swing, and a pop-up right side. Corrigan will look at it near the dugout. He reaches up, and he makes the catch. Nice play.
Boy, that base running is going to come back possibly and haunt the Tigers. They had a rally going and kill it themselves with bad base running.
No runs a hit, and they leave a runner. We'll go to the third inning out here at Tom Roach Field. 3A state tournament, 4-0 Cougars in front of the Tigers. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. We go to the third inning out here at Tom Roach Field, the Greeley, Colorado, on a beautiful Saturday here. It is a state baseball playoff action on Preps Radio. Thank you to Kramer's Wedge Store. And that's a Tonka Grill. Win a $100 gas card each week at Kramer's Wedge. They got you covered at the U Phillips and Greeley and Eaton as well. Just spend $15 or more, gas plus merchandise. Pay inside. Your name goes into a drawing, and every week, once a week, they pick out a name, and you could receive that $100 gas card at Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill. Zach Cook and Nolan Johnson.
How about those two? They can cover some ground. You know, if you're playing, if you're coaching a team with Zach Cook and Nolan Johnson, you may go with an extra infielder and just let those guys cover the outfield because
no doubt.
They can cover it all.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, watching those guys play is fun, and they're both out here today enjoying the ball game as well.
Zach redshirted this year at University of Mary. Said he had a terrific spring with all of his live at-bats and got bigger, stronger. You can tell when he walked up. He spent a little time in the weight room. But looking forward to his redshirt freshman year next year at the University of Mary.
Brady Flood, Vaughn Green, Bennett Ruby for the Cougars here in the third. Pitch here's popped up behind us and foul. Today they can hit the car if they want. It's not mine. Got the loaner from AMCO and Fort Collins today.
They kind of limited the parking lot today, too. They weren't people in here.
Only the important people got to park close. So, yeah, swing and a miss right there. He struck him out. So one gone is Brady Flood, Kays, and Vaughn Green will come to the plate here for the Cougars. Talking about friends and talking about you, Mary. Logan Mosier playing in Canada.
Yes.
Got to pitch last night.
And oh, he did. Yeah,
this
Zach,
is a fun story. I was talking
Zach
to his
just
dad.
Told me he's pitching in Canada.
I'll get to the story in a second. Here's the pitch to the plate, and it's a ground ball to the right side. Couple of hops for Scavardi. He'll go to first and makes the play. But Logan's dad, of course, Scott Mosier, the mayor of Eaton, and the founder of Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, talking with Scott. And he said he was watching the game online last night, and all of a sudden, after watching for 8 1/3 innings, here comes Logan pitching to try to get the save, leading by 2 runs, the first college pitch he's ever going to make, and the computer freezes.
Ah.
Freezes. Scott said, I'm ready to throw my phone across the room, and a great story. And by the time it came back on, game was over, and he got a text right away. Said, Dad, did you see my first two batters? Came in, got 2 outs, and got the save.
That's great.
So Logan Mosier starts out his college career in great fashion. Down low in the dirt, he redshirted as well.
Well, yeah, I was going to say Logan also redshirting, so didn't, get a lot of live action during the spring. But both those guys are playing summer baseball. Logan in Canada and Zach with the team in Fort Collins.
Bennett Ruby chops one to shortstop. Couple of hops for Wilson to first, and that'll do it. It's a 1-2-3 inning. That's what Dylan DiOrio needed right there, was just to settle down a little bit and have a clear sailing for an inning. We'll go to the bottom of the third. 4-0 Cougars in front of the Tigers. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the bottom of the third inning out here at Tom Roach Field. The sun poking out again, so get your sunblock 50 on. I will look like Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob. If you leave me out here for too long, I'll just turn bright red. 4-0. Cougars with a big advantage here in this ball game, and Brady Flood goes back to work here.
Yeah, Brady has a nice 4-0 lead. Got some help from his opponents on that last inning, unable to score and getting in a pickle play between third and home. Kind of a big inning for both teams here. You know, DiOrio has really settled down and pitching well.
Sure.
This last inning, and if the Tigers can put up a couple runs, they feel like they're back in the game.
All right, here's the look and the pitch to the plate, and that one up in the zone. And it's a ball and no strikes here.
Well, second time around in the lineup. See if the Tigers can get the flood here.
All right, set to go again. Comes back to the plate, and the pitch is hit to third. Good play at third by Luke Ruby. He'll straighten up, throw a floater over to first, and there's one away.
Nice play by the third base. Boy, what a difference. You know, Ruby makes that play look so easy and gives his pitcher extra confidence with one out now in the third inning.
One away, and Cast Combs will come to the plate here for the Tigers. Talking about Combs and his big regional effort. Couple of home runs and five RBIs in the opener against Middle Park last weekend. And then it was one of five Tigers did a home run in the nightcap against Delta. He had one home run coming into that day and hit three in the day.
That's a good day.
That is a good day.
Unless you're the guy on the mound.
Then it's not such a great day. No balls and a strike here. Yeah, there's a loose baseball down the left field line. They'll have to go run after here. Bottom half of the third, one out. Tigers at the plate. They trail 4-0. Mike Mendenhall, the coach, in his second year here. Flood deals, and he bounced it up there. Looked like cricket. Bounced it about two-thirds of the way to the plate. It'll be a ball and a strike here. No walks. When I take that back, one walk, two strikeouts, and one hit batter for Flood as this one is chopped foul. So a ball and two strikes here. Tigers lost in the regional playoffs last year. Back to the plate, and that's a rope down the left field line, foul. Giving chase was Caden Bailey, the sophomore left fielder. Combs has hit a couple of shots, but both of them have gone foul. Hit kind of a tape measure shot in the first inning when he was up, but it was well down the line foul.
I don't know if a changeup is in Brady Flood's arsenal, but if he comes with a changeup on the outer edge, he's got him.
Here's the look in the pitch. He tries a fastball on the outside and just misses. Oohs and ahs from the Rez crowd. So two balls and two strikes. One out here in the third. 4-0 Resurrection Christian. Pitch to the plate, and it's outside again, bounced up there, and Bennett Ruby able to get over and knock that one down. Three balls, two strikes. See if Flood can deal a strike right here. Senior kicks and deals, and the payoff pitch. Hit off the fist, foul right behind us. That one was smoking behind us there. Thank you to the J9 Insurance Agencies in all. J9 Crop Insurance, J9 Insurance. Ball is hit to center field. That's it. Well, Ryan Ward going back, away back, looks up, and this ball is gone. Or it's off the fence anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter because he's rounding third right now, yeah, getting ready to score.
It looked like the ball hit something and carried him back in.
But I think there's something behind that fence came back to.
And that is a home run. It's a solo shot for Cast Combs.
Yeah, Cast Combs, great swing on the 3-2 count. Drives it. Ward just flat out ran out of room. So the Tigers are on the board. Big run.
4-1, see if that changes anything in the ball game now as they creep within three runs here, and Dylan DiOrio will come to the plate.
Now, how big are those two runs they ran themselves out of?
No question about it, Coach.
In the bottom of the second.
All right, DiOrio checks into the box now. Andrew Mike is out on deck. Heavy hitters for the Tigers here as that's fouled off to the right and out of play.
That is the second light pole that's been hit in this game.
How about that?
That's hard to do.
It's light pole day here at Tom Roach Field. No balls, one strike. Flood comes back in a pitch, tried to get him to bite at an outside breaking pitch, and it's a ball and a strike. Tigers used Noah Soper in the opening game of the regionals and then came back with the Oreo in that second game. Pitch to the plate here, and that one's down low.
I think the home run has gotten to Flood just a little bit. Just seems like he's aiming a little more than he was. Down 3-1 in the count.
3-1 pitch fouled away against the screen, and we're three balls and two strikes here. One out, third inning, nobody on. Tigers in the home half here. They trail 4-1 in the baseball game. Andrew Mike on deck, retrieved the baseball, and now he goes back to his spot in the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch, slow roller up along second base side. In to pick it up, they'll flip it to first. That's a good play by Carter Sievers.
Slow roller, and Carter just gloves it and tosses it over with the glove hand.
Chance for us to pause right now, 10 seconds for our stations to identify themselves right here on Preps Radio.
Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on 103.1 FM, K276GU, and 1310 AM KFKA. Really?
So two gone here in the third inning, and Andrew Mike steps up. Mike walked the first time. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Came with an off-speed pitch, and Mike was out on the front foot. Small breeze blowing right to left. Here's the pitch, and that one's ripped to center field. Coming up in a hurry is Ryan Ward and makes the catch for the out. Hard hit ball, but right at the Cougar center fielder.
Well, Tigers cash in on the home run by Cass Combs.
We go to the fourth inning out here. It is the 3A state tournament. We're back in a moment. 4-1 Cougars in front of the Tigers. Timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union of Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We'll move to the fourth inning of play out here at Tom Roach Field. University High School, one of the sites for the 3A state tournament this weekend. Other one is over at Butch Butler. Right now it is Lutheran and Bayfield. We're still searching for a score on that one. University beat Manitou Springs earlier 5-3. So they're waiting for the winner of Lutheran and Bayfield over there for their afternoon contest. Eden Reds won here this morning, but boy, they were down 3-0. They were down 5-1 and still managed to do what the Reds have done all year. They came from behind and got a big win.
That's what the Eaton Reds do, Clark. They have such power in that lineup. But I'm sure Coach Hernandez would say, guys, let's show a little of that power early on in the game and not wait till the fifth, sixth, seventh innings.
Those hitters were frustrated today through the first four or five innings, I'll tell you that. Pitch to the plate. Here's a chopper up over the mound. Running in quickly is Easton Wilson and throws, and it is in time at first. Boy, I thought he went to make the safe signal, the umpire, and then came with a right arm, and he's out at first. So that is one gone. I hear John Beltran, the Sterling announcer behind me, saying that was a terrible call.
Yeah. Now Homer's back and back of us, are there?
Not at all.
If he kept his foot on the bag, Clark, he was out.
Yeah, no doubt. Magaro's going to come out and
maybe ask, and maybe if he didn't keep the foot on the bag, the ball did beat the runner, but it was a question of whether the foot is on the bag.
Yeah, Caden Bailey is standing on first base, even though he's been called out. Magaro told him, "You go stand over there. They're going to umpire's going to get together and talk about it. This is, and they're going to call him safe. How about that?" Okay.
Well, that's where the home plate umpire saw the first baseman move the foot off the bag, and the first base umpire is looking. He's kind of also listening to catch runner's foot hitting the bag, and good teamwork by the umpiring crew.
So Caden Bailey's at first. That changes things. Nobody out, and here is Carter Siebers. Siebers whacked a double down the left field line his last time up.
Sterling's infield defense has not been up to par today.
Pitch from DiOrio down low, ball and no strikes here. Ryan Ward, 2 for 2, is out on deck. Carter Evans behind him, 2 for 2. Look at the top three hitters in the Cougar order are 5 for 6 today. Eight hits now for the Cougars. 4 runs on 8 hits. 1 run on 3 hits for the Tigers. All right, Carter Siebers back in. Popped out and doubled, 1 for 2 in a ballgame. DiOrio comes set at the belt, looks over at first base. That's where Caden Bailey is. Comes back to the plate, and the pitch misses. Throw down to first, and the runner back in. Andrew Mike had to go up in the air to corral that throw from the catcher, Wyatt Buckley. All right, set to go again is DiOrio. Looks over at first for Bailey. Comes to the plate, and Siebers swings and misses, and down he goes.
Clark from 4A, our friends over at Severance fell to D'Evelyn 3-2. D'Evelyn comes back in that game to win 3-2.
Tough one for Severance right there. They'll have to come from the backside now there.
And top seed Palisade also falls.
Just heard that from the guys behind us. You about? Who's 2 for 2 steps in. And the sun coming out now, making things really warm.
Ass is baseball weather,
it
Clark.
It is. Love to sweat. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Ryan Ward. DiOrio delivers. Swing and a miss. Runner goes. Throw down to second base is offline. Karam's into center field. And Caden Bailey says, "I'm going to take third." Head first slide, and he's in there.
And continued errors by the Sterling Tigers.
Yep. They're sloppy defensively today.
Very.
No doubt about it. All right, so 4-1 lead here for the Cougars in the fourth inning, top half. Infield comes in now with a runner at third and one out. Everybody into the edge of the infield grass here. DiOrio set to go now, comes set at the belt. Bailey gets a lead away from the bag at third. DiOrio comes to the plate and misses away, and it's a ball and no strikes.
All the Tiger infielders in on the grass, Clark, trying to cut that run off from third base.
We have all said, every announcer right here has just said that same thing. I said it, John behind me said it, and you said it. Yep, they're in. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss.
A lot of times you'll see them playing in, but, man, they are all on the grass.
Yep. As if they cannot afford to give up another run in this game. 4-1 baseball game right now. Ward trying to make it a 3-for-3 day. Pitched to him, missed it away. Good gather by Buckley, the catcher, to keep that one in front of him. So three balls, two strikes, first base open here. See what they do. Just got to get this runner home. Get back to a four-run lead. Diorio comes back, and the pitch popped up. Right side foul, though. Actually, will go behind us here.
I kind of miss all the cars behind us.
Yeah, no
doubt. You know, waiting for that thud.
Yeah, it's like a little game show. Chance to see if anybody can get their car or their windshield knocked out. Pitch waved at and missed, and Ward strikes out.
Well, Diorio just went way off the plate on a curveball, and Ryan Ward got fooled on that. Big pitch, big out for the Tigers.
So two down, and Carter Evans will come to the plate.
Well, this is the guy you want up to try to capitalize to get that runner home from third base.
Carter, a two-run shot in the first, his fourth of the year, then singled in the second inning. Pitch to him, and that's hit to center field. Going back on it is Soper. Looks up at the track, at the wall, and he can't get it. It's up off the fence. The run is in, around second, and headed for third here is Evans, and the throw is not going to nearly be in time.
Boy, have a day, Carter Evans.
Boom.
You're only one double away from the cycle right now. Extra run gives the Tigers a 5-1 lead. Boy, did he drill that.
Sure did.
It had a chance to go out. What is that, 405, 406 dead center?
Hit it a ton. As Coach said, he's got a single, a triple, and a home run now in his first three at-bats. And, more importantly, the Cougars get the run back that Sterling got in the bottom of the third. So it's back to a four-run lead. It's 5-1 for the Cougars. Deegan Corrigan, the sophomore, will step up here. Pitch on the way to Corrigan is in for a strike. Struck out on the first, aboard on an error in the second inning, 0 for 2 for Deegs. Two outs, Carter Evans sits down at third base, 5-1. Cougars lead the Sterling Tigers. Breaking ball. Did he get the inside corner? He did.
He did.
So no balls, two strikes. Corrigan back in here against Dylan Diorio. And now time. Tired of waiting was Corrigan. And just as Diorio went into the windup, umpire called time and Diorio had to stop right in the middle there.
Clark, I say Carter. Carter Evans has Diorio's number right now. Hit him.
You're on.
Am I on? Little microphone keeps going on and off here.
Luke Rudy.
So Corrigan gets hit with the pitch. And I was getting earlier to say, Carter Evans certainly has Diorio's number. He has hit every pitch that has been thrown at him, to him.
All right, they'll check on him at first. We got an injury timeout here, so we're going to step away for a sec. Let's jump away, Micah, do a 30-second commercial if we can. We'll go back to the studio here. This commercial brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want Rockies talk you won't get anywhere else? Rockies Rundown with the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel, and me, Tanner Schwinn, brings you a weekly look at the Colorado Rockies and will feature guests like Rockies manager Bud Black and players and team insiders.
The Rockies still have a ways to go, but I think it's fair to say that there's a freshness, there's a positivity.
Not only is KFK your NoCo home for the Rockies, we got you on talk surrounding the team. Rockies Rundown with Jerry Schimmel and me, Tanner Schwinn, Thursdays at 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 at 1310kfka.com.
Preps Baseball is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, back to action here, and the pitch to the plate. Luke Ruby stands in for the Cougars here. First and third, two outs, just to reset for you. 5-1 Cougars lead. Dylan DiOrio set to go again at the hill here. Ruby waits, and the pitch is in for a strike. So no balls, two strikes here. Top of the fourth inning on a warm day here in Greeley. DiOrio comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed, and that'll take care of business. Well, the Cougs get a run. A triple by Carter Evans, his third RBI of the game, to go with his two-run home run in the first. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Our fourth inning stretch coming up. It is the Cougars 5, the Tigers 1. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The fourth inning out here in Greeley. 3A State Tournament 5-1 to Cougars in front of the Sterling Tigers. Fourth inning stretch sponsor, that's Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, it's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler Goosehead Insurance. The Goosehead difference also means using their digital platform to receive auto and home quotes in less than 5 minutes. Call Mike Leffler today at Goosehead Insurance. It's 449-0286. That's 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. All right, Coach. Bottom of the fourth, big inning, I think, for Brady Flood and the Cougars defense with a 5-run lead. First pitch on the way to Soper missed away. Soper, Gordon, and Scavardo. Back he comes, and the pitch is hammered to center field. That's deep. Ryan Ward going back, away back, looks up, and this ball is gone. Noah Soper goes deep, and it's 5-2.
Well, Brady Flood left the ball out in the middle of the plate, and Noah Soper just jumped on it, and no doubter.
Third home run of the year for Soper. Go ahead, Coach.
So, you know, the Tigers, they're back in it, but they keep giving up that extra run every time they come out. They're going to have to, you know, score some runs and put a zero on the board, whereas Resurrection, credit them, they just keep coming after them. And two home runs, but only solo shots. Brady's done a great job of keeping guys off the bases.
So Jake Gordon to the plate now. One run in already. The home run by Soper, it's 5-2. And the pitch sails high. One ball and no strike. So how long do you go with Brady Flood?
Well, that's an interesting question. And who do they come in with? I would guess Ryan Ward in relief. Just guessing. But he's had a lot of 3-2 counts. And so his pitch count is rising as well. Probably wouldn't be a factor until the sixth or seventh inning if he can hang in there till then.
One ball, one strike after the breaking pitch was in for a called strike, and that one waved at and missed. He tied him up inside, and it is a ball and two strikes.
Yeah, Gordon just couldn't lay off that inside pitch. That was probably off the plate inside and a little up.
1-2, nobody out here, bottom of the fourth inning, 5-2, Resurrection Christian in front of Sterling, and this game lining up to be just like the two regular season games, a 5-2 game and a 5-3 game. So we're in that same kind of market right now.
Yeah, these are evenly matched teams. The difference today has been Carter Evans.
Yep.
And defensive play by the Tigers.
That's exactly right. A little bit of sloppiness by the Orange today. Swing and a miss. Brady Flood gets a big strikeout after the home run.
Yeah, nothing better for a pitcher to come back and get a strikeout after giving up a home run that, you know, headed toward Eaton.
Yeah, it was on its way, wasn't it? Andrew Scovarda, the second baseman, will come to the plate here. Flood deals, and he reached out and fouled it, chopped it at the plate foul. And nice, snowballs and a strike.
Nice breaking pitch by Brady Flood. Took something off of it. Really had Scovarda out in front.
No balls, one strike. Pitch here is high and tight. Ball and a strike here. In that regional final against Delta, Sterling won 13-3. Five home runs. Combs, Buckley, Segee, Kyle, and Mike all went deep. Pitch missed inside right there. They had eight home runs on the day. Three in that opening game and five in the nightcap. Brought their bats. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2.
Again, slow breaking pitch. Has the Tigers off balance.
Brady set to go again. Flood comes back. 2-2, ground ball wide of the bag at third and on through into left field. A diving try by Carter Evans at shortstop. But to no avail, it's a single for Scovarda. And there's one on with one out here in the fourth.
Such a key point for the Tigers right now. It's their 8-9 guys. We've seen the Eaton Reds, how many times those lower-end guys in the lineup have come through. That's what the Tigers are hoping for now. And we may see are we going to see a pitching change here, Clark? Conference
well,
on the mound.
I think we're getting close to one.
Settle down.
Yeah. I think we're getting close to one. We'll see if Magaro pulls the trigger right here. Thank you to Journey Homes. We'll get our Journey Homes play of the game at the end of the ball game in the all-female postgame show. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes along the Front Range, Northern Colorado's number one builder, folks. Still got some spots out there in West Greeley in the Promontory subdivision, but for all they do, just visit journeyhomes.com. Brady Flood is sticking around for right now.
He is.
All right, one out. Big batter coming up in Wyatt Buckley here. Can the Tigers squeeze their way back into the ballgame? Let's see right here. 5-2, they trail. Flood deals, good pitch. Up inside, couldn't catch up with it.
Just tied him up, yeah. Tough pitch to lay off of as a hitter as well.
Buckley, the eight-hole hitter, had a base hit his first time. One of the five Sterling Tigers hits in the ballgame, three singles, and the two home runs cast Combs. And here in the fourth inning, Noah Soper. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball out in front of it, and he swings over the top of it. It's 0-2.
Boy, I think Buckley would love to see that again. That just came right down the middle of the plate. It was a breaking pitch, but very hittable.
Easton Wilson out on deck here for Sterling. Flood at the belt, 1-2 pitch on the way, or the 0-2, I should say, and he missed it. It's a good 0-2.
That's a great 0-2 pitch by Flood.
You're going to get a called strike on the outside corner at the knees there, or you're going to lay off. Nothing Buckley could do with it. One ball, two strikes. Flood comes set, the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball. Yes, sir, got him. Called strike three.
Excellent curveball with the two strikes, and Buckley just kind of stood and watched it come in, hoping for the ball call, but that was too good a pitch to be called a ball.
Fourth strikeout for Brady Flood. He had two in the first inning. He's got two here in the fourth. Pitch to the plate, and that's ripped foul. Easton Wilson, who popped up to the first baseman his first time. P3 in my scorebook and F3 in Bruce's scorebook. Runner away from the bag at first. Looking to pitch to the plate. Missed it outside. So one ball, one strike here. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning.
You know, Clark, Sterling hasn't ran on the bases.
Not hard
at
all. Right?
Running themselves into outs, yeah. But they haven't stolen bases today like we're accustomed to seeing.
You said it. They ran into outs is what they've run into. Throw down to first base here, and coming up throwing that time was Bennett Ruby. Didn't have a good grip on the ball, and he short-hopped it to first.
Right. Otherwise, they may have ran themselves into another out because sloppy base running again, way off.
Two balls and a strike here to Easton Wilson, the shortstop. Comes back, and that's high. Three balls and a strike now. The danger here is Jackson Kyle's out on deck and change the game in one swing.
Certainly can. Great point, Clark. You want to throw a strike here if you're Brady Flood. No extra base on balls.
Pitch on the way, and he missed it. Whoa, now things get a little itchy. Two on, two out, and here comes the number two home run hitter in the state, tied for second in the state with seven home runs. Braxton Shelton leads with eight. The brush player who's done now. So this would be a big one, and this would be like a Jackson Kyle thing to do to come up and tie the game right here.
This is a Carlos Correa moment.
Yep.
Or a George Springer moment out of that leadoff spot.
All right, here is the pitch on the way to the plate to Kyle, and he misses away with a breaking pitch. It's a ball and no strikes. Two outs, two on for the Tigers. Fourth inning. This is a definitive moment in the game so far.
Well, you have Jackson Kyle at the plate who can go deep anytime, and you have Cass Combs on deck who has already gone deep today.
And now has four home runs in two weekends. That pitch missed again. Two balls and no strikes here to Jackson Kyle. At the belt, they're looking to pitch, and they missed it away. So 3-0, things don't get easier, as Coach was saying, with the big right fielder out on deck here for the Tigers.
Now, Clark, is this an automatic take, or is he swinging?
Never.
3-0?
Jackson Kyle can swing on my ranch anytime he wants. Three balls and no strikes. Yeah, there's probably a handful of guys in 3A in the state. This is one of them. Hitting 410. 31 runs driven in on a year. Yep. First and second. Here's the look and the pitch. The 3-0 sails way inside, ball four.
Well, we're not going to see.
Well, now we might see Mike McGarrow here. Hold on.
Let's see if we have a change here. Oh, wow, this is a tough time to make a change, too, to have the guy coming in and facing Cass Combs.
Or to be one batter late in taking him out. We'll see. All right, set to go. Here's the look and the pitch, and this one is looped to right field. Going out is Siebers. Looks up. It falls in front of the right fielder, Simer. One run is in. Everybody's going to move up here.
Well, Clark, it's a line drive in the box scores, but two runs score on the bloop over the second baseman falling in front of the right fielder.
Scavarda and Wilson score. Kyle is to third. It's a 5-4 baseball game.
There we go.
Well, we figured it would be a close one today. Earlier at Rez, a 5-2 Sterling win. Then in Sterling just last week or a couple weeks ago, a 5-3 Cougar victory. And here we are, 5-4 now in the state tournament. At the belt here is Flood. Comes to the plate and the pitch. Ground ball foul just outside the bag at third, or we've got a tie game.
Well, heads up base running also by Jackson Kyle at third base, coming down in foul territory. As you're taught, you always want to come down in foul territory. In case the ball hits you, it's a dead ball. If it hits you in fair territory, it's an out.
All right, no balls and a strike here. Brady Flood's still in there. Here's the look in the pitch. He came with a breaking ball, and it stayed up. One ball and one strike.
Everybody in the crowd waiting for that delayed call from the umpire because that was a close pitch, but it just stayed up out of the zone.
There is work down in the pen for the Cougars, but I can't see who it is. And that pitch got away, and we're going to be tied up. A wild pitch here, and Ruby couldn't get the block down on it. Kyle scores, and we're even at five, just like that.
Well, and how did Kyle get on, Clark? Base on balls.
Yeah, that's right. And Wilson before that on the walk. Yeah, so the walks have come in here in the fourth to kill Brady Flood. 5-5 tie.
Well, Dylan DiOrio is taking a deep breath now, and he says, yeah, man, we're starting over.
New ball game, that's right. Flood deals in the pitch. He hit him to load
second
the bases.
Time.
Yep.
Well, we've got to probably see a change now, don't
yeah,
you think,
I think
Clark?
It's right here. Magaro getting ready to warm up his feet and come to the mound. In fact, he's taken, yeah, we're going to get it right here. He's taken out the scorecard from the back of his pocket. We'll have a pitching change. We were going to step away for a 60-second timeout right now. It's a pitching change, and we've got a brand-new ball game out here. 5-5 tie. It's Sterling and Resurrection Christian. A 5-1 Cougar lead has disappeared. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA covers prep sports.
Here is a shot and a score.
From football.
Run for the corner. That's a touchdown, Fort Collins.
To basketball.
Pass on the inbound to Garrett Harstead, and he says, I'm going to slam this thing down. It is dunk time in Loveland.
To baseball.
Here comes the runner around third. The throw to the plate on a line. He'll score, and the Riders win it.
Listen to our coverage of softball.
Going back, looking up, way back. You can kiss this one goodbye.
And volleyball.
Sydney Loeffler to win the set. She does.
If that's not enough, we'll delve into the world of golf.
Here's Dylan Schmidtke trying to get a stroke back. Putt on the way, and he drilled it.
Then we put the focus on teams that matter to you on Preps Rewind.
Talking to Troy Hoffman, the head football coach at Platte Valley High School.
All those sports are important. You know, as much as I want to be selfish about football, the whole thing is these kids are finishing up some things that they missed out on last year, and I'm excited for them.
Preps Radio is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Oh, Von Green. Yeah. Von Green comes in here for the Resurrection Christian Cougars.
Yeah, Green, just a freshman, Clark. He's thrown quite a few innings this season. You probably have the exact amount.
I do. I can tell you that he has thrown 26 and two-thirds innings.
More innings than Brady Flood, actually.
Sure has. 23 hits, 19 walks, so 42 base runners in 26 and two-thirds innings. That's a lot of traffic.
And the day I saw him, a little control problem. Good stuff, that left-handed delivery, but... important factor for Vaughn is finding the plate.
That's right.
Throwing strikes. Of course, we could say that about every pitcher, but as a freshman, you just need to come in and trust your stuff.
All right, Green will face Andrew Mike. Boy, that's a tough customer to have to deal with first. Runners at first and second for the Tigers in a brand-new game, 5-5 here. And the pitch by the freshman in and over for a strike, it's 0-1. And Mike is due. He walked and then flew to center field. Hit a ball that was sharp right at Ryan Ward in center field.
Yeah, he hit that ball too hard. It just stayed in the air.
Pitch down low. Bounced on the plate. So a ball and a strike here for the freshman lefty Vaughn Green, taking over for the senior Brady Flood. Here's the look of the pitch, and that one goes down low, and everybody's going to move up. Bennett Ruby couldn't get a block on it.
Well, now Mike is seeing those ducks on the pond at second and third. With his count in his favor, two balls and a strike.
39 RBIs, told you earlier, fourth in the state that number puts him at. He can climb closer to Ryder True at the top of that list with a base hit here. And the pitch is a little nubber up along third, should let it go foul and does.
Good base running over third base, too. Just making sure that ball gets foul and not over-anxious.
So two balls and two strikes here. This is the ninth hitter of the inning for the Tigers. More baseball to come this afternoon, folks, so stick around. Eden Red's waiting for the winner of this one, and, well, we thought the Cougars might be inserted into that spot, but a 5-1 lead has gone away. That pitch is ripped into left center field, and Sterling is going to get the lead. This one's going to go all the way to the fence. Two runs will score. It's going to be a two-run double for Andrew Mike.
Well, that's Mr. RBI right there, Andrew Mike, driving in the runners from second and third to give the Tigers a 7-5 lead.
40th and 41st RBIs of the year for the number four hitter in the Sterling order. 7-5 Sterling, just like that. This one getting away a little bit from the Cougars.
Well, especially when you think they had that 4-0 lead, 4-0 lead, been outscored 7-1 since then.
So here's Noah Soper, who started the inning off by hitting a rocket ship to center field. It was Soper's third of the year for a team that's hit now 25 home runs in the season. Pitch on the way, comes with a 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1.
Have we had a player hit two home runs in the same inning in the state tournament? Don't know.
Don't know. That's a record.
But we have a chance
you
to
can't
see
find.
We have a chance to see it right here.
Comes back and the pitch is hit to right field, but it'll stay in the park. Christian Simer, the sophomore, up underneath it, makes the catch, and the inning has come to an end. But the Sterling Tigers put, what do they put up here in the inning? Six of them. Six big runs to take a 7-5 lead over the Cougars. We will head to the fifth inning out here at Tom Roach Field. It's 3A state tournament action. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. AFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Hear in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the fifth inning out here at Tom Roach Field in Greeley. 3A state tournament action on Preps Radio. Thank you to Kramer's Wedge Store and the Tatanka Grill playoff sponsor for us. Win a $100 gas card, folks. That's right. Each week you can win one. And you can get more than one entry. In fact, each day you can get an entry by going in, spending $15 or more in gas and merchandise, and then go pay inside. And tell me one in the mix, in the drawing, and your name goes in each time you do that. One entry per day, up to seven for the week. Then they pull a name, and you could have a $100 gas card. This one is lifted left field and foul in a hurry, coming over and making the catch. That's Jackson Kyle. What a nice running catch.
Well, that's not a surprise that Jackson Kyle makes that catch. One of the better athletes in the state of Colorado, Clark.
Zero question about it. So Brady Flood, F7 in foul grounds, and here's Vaughn Green now. Cougars, for the first time today, are at the plate trailing in the baseball game. Pitch on the way, and that one missed away just outside. The Oreo has gotten much better since the first two innings. Only given up a couple hits since the first two. And he's left them stranded. Pitch waved at and missed. And Von Green right now is even a ball and a strike at the plate.
Well, oftentimes to get to a good pitcher, you have to get to him early because once he settles down, he just keeps getting better.
Pitch to the plate here is fouled away. The guy that I knew that the most with was Tom Glavin for the Braves. Glav, notorious for having trouble in the first inning, but if he got through, forget it. He turned out the lights. Boy, that was a staff, too. Glavin and Avery and Smoltz, I mean, crazy, crazy good. Pitch right there, inside corner, got him looking. Von Green, the freshman, doesn't like it.
Well, he didn't like it, but it was a great pitch.
Sure was. It was a dandy. All right, two down here in the fifth inning, top half for the Cougars. Bennett Ruby checks in, and the first pitch is in for a strike. Diorio looking stronger and stronger as we go here.
And notice, Clark, he's starting to work a little faster, too.
Yep. Comes back, and the pitch on the way is a big breaking ball in for strike two. No balls, two strikes to the freshman catcher, Bennett Ruby.
This is going to be high and tight, Clark, and try to get him to chase and high inside.
Oh, my. Calling timeout was Ruby. The umpire bails out. Diorio delivers anyway, and he almost hit the umpire in the back right there with a fastball. He's got to thank Wyatt Buckley for making that play.
Well, no kidding, and that's a kind of a late grant me timeout.
Good. Yeah, it sure was. That ball could have drilled the umpire. That would have hurt. Here's the pitch. Comes back, ground ball to third. In to pick it up is Segui. He'll go across to first. Low throw, dug out of the dirt, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for
sharp
Dylan
inning.
Diorio.
Sharp inning by Dylan Diorio.
We go to the bottom of the fifth, home half here. 7-5, Sterling in front of the Resurrection Christian Cougars right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Bottom half of the fifth inning out here at Tom Roach Field in Greeley, 3A State Tournament. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. 7-5, the Tigers were down but not out, down 5-1 in the ballgame. A six-run fourth inning. And we'll see how they complement that here in the fifth with a 7-5 lead.
Well, we've certainly seen some come-from-behind contests today. University coming from behind to beat Manitou Springs. How about those Eaton Reds? They just continue coming back down 5-1, 5-2. They come back and win it, not going away, but convincingly. And here the Tigers down early in this game come up with a sixth spot to take a 7-5 lead.
Good teams seem to find a way, don't they? 7 runs, 7 hits for the Sterling Tigers. 5 runs, 9 hits for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary. And the first pitch here to Jake Gordon is in for a strike. Von Green, second inning of work. He deals down low here, the freshman does, and it's even a ball and a strike.
Well, Colorado Academy had a left-handed freshman pitcher, and so do the Cougars at Resurrection with Von Green.
Green's about 20 miles an hour quicker, though. That kid today for Colorado Academy, man, he threw just cheese puffs up there and just frustrated the Reds all day. Nothing but junk and pretty much 60-mile-an-hour stuff.
Yeah, sometimes that's where you want to turn around and bat left-handed and see if you can time one.
Pitch has popped up foul here. Corrigan has a look at it, but it falls outside the fence in foul territory, and it's a ball and two strikes. Bottom half of the fifth inning, so the Cougars 6 more outs to work with.
Thanks.
Wind's starting to poke up and knock stuff off our table here, so we're gathering it all back in. That one bounced up there, so 2-2.
Well, we couldn't go a warm day without some wind, could we?
But, no, that's a fact.
Nothing like we've had in the past.
You can hear it through the mics. The wind's starting to pop up here.
At least it's a warm wind today, Clark.
It is. Only in Colorado last weekend, I was almost shivering. It was so cold at times. And today, just dripping in sweat. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Big hop for Carter Evans. He'll go to first. Off the bag. Oh, no. Safe at first. Came off the bag. I think that's a good call.
It is a good call. I know Corrigan's asking to check with the home plate umpire, but there's really not a reason to check on that.
All right, what are you going to call there, Coach? What's the...
That has to be an error on the throw, because it took the first baseman off the bag.
So Carter Evans, the E6.
As much as I hate to give Carter Evans
yes,
an error.
Yes, we do.
Especially after his performance today. Boy, he's been good.
Sure has. Well, runner at first here. 7-5 lead for the Tigers in the fifth inning. Andrew Scovarda will step up here for the Tigers, trying to win their fourth in a row and 10th in 11 games. The only loss in that 10 of 11. As this ball's thrown away at first base, down to first baseline, the runner's going to go all the way to third here. So the Cougars get sloppy.
Yeah, we saw some sloppy play earlier from Sterling, and now Resurrection, errant throw over to first base, and now that extra run, important extra run, is standing on third base.
Tigers looking for some insurance here. Cougars still have two more innings to hit, sixth and seventh, so they still got time, but now they're down 7-5, and a runner's at third base. And the pitch missed down low. It's a ball and no strikes here. Scovarda has flied out and singled, also scored on that single. Comes back and the pitch is hit well. This is going to left center field. In a hurry, Ryan Ward, the center fielder. They collide.
Oh, boy.
Bailey and Ward go down. Both players are on the ground rolling around. The runner's around third. He's going to score here because no one can pick up the baseball. And you've got two hurt outfielders. And in to score, this is an inside the park home run. I don't think you can call timeout on it.
No. It the ball's in play. Yeah. You can't call timeout on a hit ball to the outfielder. But, Clark, they ran in hard to each other. And, man, that's where that communication is so vital. Let's just hope both those kids are okay.
Bailey and Ward are on the ground in left center field, and we're going to have to take a break here and come back. Let's make this a good 60-second break or so, and then we'll see where we are when we come back, as there are two players down in the outfield right now. We'll come back in a moment. Tigers lead this, but more concern over Caden Bailey and Ryan Ward right now as we take the break. Back in a moment. Timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, NoCo, are you ready for a morning show unlike anything you've ever heard?
How does a telephone survey about obesity work? Yeah, hello, we're wondering, are you fat? Press 1.
All right, thank you for filling out the survey. You get a gift card for a salad.
Good morning, NoCo, with the one, the only, the radio icon, Brian Gary.
Thurman Munson picked up the ball, looked at him, goes, I know exactly what you look like, and I'll see you after the game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's got to make you rethink what you've been yelling.
Shut the dude up.
And the man in the know, Tanner Schwint.
When you don't have any remorse, that's why they dropped the hammer here with 5 years.
If you were appalled by your actions, there might be a little bit of reprieve.
6 to 9, Monday through Friday. You won't want to miss a second of this new, fresh look at sports, news, weather, and of course, all the fun you can handle.
He is just the smoothest vocalist. There's no effort. He doesn't have to try to sing. That's just George.
He's one of those guys who does everything right as a musician and then as a man.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Buckle up, Northern Colorado.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Colin Kaepernick hasn't played since the 2016 season, and his Wednesday workout with the Raiders had plenty of people talking. Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels, not one of them, stating, just by standard procedure, we will only talk about the people that are on our team. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported that all indications are that the workout went well, impressing those in attendance. Kaepernick last worked out during halftime of the Michigan spring football game on April 2nd, where he was reunited with his former NFL and current Wolverine head coach Jim Harbaugh. Saints head coach Dennis Allen said Thursday that wideout Michael Thomas, who sat out the entire 2021 season, season with ankle injuries, is not ready yet, but expects him to be ready for training camp. As for Saints quarterback Jameis Winston, he's on the field at OTAs and feeling positive after a season-ending ACL tear in 2021. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Also,
that first pick for them, Nick Benito, the outside linebacker out of Oklahoma, you know what that move was about, right? If Bradley Chubb can't get it together, you've got Nick Benito taking over. If Chubb can get it together, then you've got both. This is the year. This is it. It is time for Bradley Chubb to either put up or shut up.
The Hall Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, welcome back out here to Tom Roach Field. It is the 3A state playoffs today on Preps Radio. Afternoon game coming up. Eaton Reds waiting to take on the winner of this one right now. Sterling Tigers, a 7-5 lead. I take that back after that collision out there, a 9-5
lead. 9-5 lead. Yeah. Inside the park home run, Clark. Great sportsmanship by the Sterling Tigers. They were all out in front of their dugout on a knee after the collision of the two Rez players.
I didn't see either one of the players come off.
I believe they both stayed in the game. They were so surrounded.
Because that's a – no, I take that back. That could be Ryan Ward out there still.
We're going to find out. But they were all surrounded by so many teammates, sure. And there was some obviously, a lot of trainers out there, but they stayed on the ground for a while, and it was a tough collision.
Pitch here, this one is popped up down the right field line. It is Simer Severs over there as well, and this ball is foul.
And he makes the catch.
And he makes the catch. Boom!
Right up against the fence. Really terrific play.
That's Christian Simer for the first out of the inning here. So that's a big out. One gone, and Easton Wilson, the shortstop, will come to the plate. So from what we can tell, we never did see Caden Bailey nor Ryan Ward come off the field. So after just a meteoric collision in left center field, here they are. Looking to bunt here is Easton Wilson, and had to defend himself with his bat.
That was a suicide bunt attempt.
Yep.
Trying to just get the bat on the ball, and the ball's coming right at him on the inside.
No balls, one strike. Pitch on the way, Vaughn Green deals and missed it. It's a ball and a strike now. So 9-5, or eight, is it 8-5?
It should be 9-5.
It should be 9-5. Yeah, two runs on that, right?
Yes.
Had Jake Gordon on base and Scavarta the inside to park home run. Pitch to the plate, and that one got away. All right, Easton Wilson trying to keep this thing going for Sterling. Fouls it away at the plate. Popped out in the second inning, walked and scored in the fourth inning. An error and a home run in the inning and a flyout so far. Collision in left center field with Caden Bailey and Ryan Ward on a Scavarta line drive to left center field. Turned into a two-run inside the park home run. And the pitch is hit to center field. This is going to send Ward back to the track, at the track, in front of the wall, reaches up and makes the catch for the out.
Well, the inside the park home run on the outfield collision gives.
Oh, they called it an out out there? Okay, that's where it is. So the run scored on a sac fly. It's not a home run. I'm wondering why they're coming in. That would have been the third out then. So it is 8-5.
Boy, we missed that signal.
Absolutely.
So
one run.
Who caught that? Was it Ward that made the catch then?
Yeah, it sure was. We'll head to the sixth inning, folks. It is 8-5. Three-run lead for the Sterling Tigers. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. So they called it.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court, roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, we go to the sixth inning out here in a wild one at Tom Roach Field. 8-5 now, Sterling Tigers. Collision with Caden Bailey and Ryan Ward, and they're saying that was a caught baseball out there.
Yes,
where, and the runner scores from third sack fly, basically.
Where we had the impression that the ball wasn't caught because the Sterling runner circled the bases and came home. But after that mass collision, they caught the ball.
All right, I think it's Caden Bailey to lead things off here. The pitch is, and it is, so good to see that he's feeling well enough to stay in there. And Ryan Ward made the catch in the outfield, so the two players who collided seem to be in fine fettle. Bailey in the top of the order, Siebers and Ward here in the sixth inning. Six outs to work with. There's a swing and a miss. Make it five outs to work with.
Diorio has just gotten stronger as this game has gone on.
He has retired five in a row now since hitting Deegan Corrigan in the fourth inning. And Carter Siebers, who has popped out, doubled, and struck out, comes to the plate here.
And quietly, Dylan Diorio has eight strikeouts, Clark.
Yep. Pitch to the plate, and Siebers wraps it into left center field. That's a base hit, so the senior continues to swing a hot bat for the Cougars. That's what they need, Coach. They need runners right now, trailing by three here with five outs remaining.
Well, you're trailing by three. If Ryan Ward can get on base, that brings Carter Evans, who has had a tremendous day, to the plate as the tying run.
Reds waiting for the winner of this one. Sterling with the lead right now, 8-5. We're going to see Mitch Haythorn. Just got the secret from Todd Hernandez, the Eden coach. That'll be fun to see Mitch pitch in the second one today. Pitch got away, and the runner to second base. So Siebers at second, one out. Boy, I'm surprised as can be. You got Bailey and Ward up here in the same inning after the collision. I thought one of those guys certainly would be coming out.
Well, sometimes you just get your the wind knocked out, even you're sure. Motionless, and it looks bad, and it is bad, but glad to see those two guys stay in the game.
This one hit right back up the middle, coming in, standing in his tracks is Noah Soper, and puts it away. A hard hit ball, but right at the center fielder.
Well, that's a big out for the Tigers with Carter Evans coming up.
Sure,
and
is.
Carter can get him within two, but he can't tie it up right now.
And so now Wyatt Buckley, the junior catcher, out to have a word with Diorio. I'm sure talking about the previous situations with Carter where they've not been too successful.
Well,
a home run, a triple, and a single.
He's hit our fastball for a home run. He drilled the curveball, and we came back with a fastball, and he hit a triple. So
good luck.
Let's walk him.
Yeah. First base is open, just
but
saying.
But you don't want to bring that tying run to the
plate. No, you don't. Leading RBI man of the team is on deck in Deegan Corrigan. All right, DiOrio looks back at second, and everybody tired of just waiting in the same spot, and off the rubber is DiOrio.
Yeah, DiOrio has become very deliberate with runners on base. It's been a couple times Cougars have asked for that timeout.
Pitch to Evans is a change that misses outside, and it's a ball and no strikes here. Evans hit his fourth home run of the year in the first inning, singled in the second and tripled in the fourth. DiOrio at the belt now, long time between pitches here. Dylan set to go and comes to the plate, and the pitch almost hit Evans. It's inside, and it's 2-0 now to Carter. And now you start getting into that territory of, are you going to give him something to hit, or are you going to kind of bow out and let him take first base? Big pitch for DiOrio right here. Two balls, no strikes. Seavers away from the bag at second. Here's the 2-0 pitch on the way to Evans. Missed it inside 3-0. Seavers started to go but thought better of it. And with two outs and down three runs in a ballgame, you can't afford to get thrown out on the bases.
No, and I like for Carter Evans to be taking here all the way. If you're the tying run, that might be a different story.
So three balls and no strikes here to Carter Evans. At the belt is DiOrio, checks the runner at second. Nobody covering the bag. Pitch to the plate is right down Main Street for a strike.
And Carter's hoping to see that same pitch right here on the 3-1 count.
Be licking his chops if he gets that same pitch.
Then we have a chance for a cycle.
All right, at the belt, here's DiOrio. Check Seavers comes back, and the pitch is a ground ball under the glove of the third baseman to the shortstop, Wilson. He has to eat it there, and it's an infield base hit.
Well, how about a 4-for-4 day for Carter Evans?
That's not a bad deal with three RBIs, is it? So runners at the corners, and here comes Deegan Corrigan. He is the tying run now. Corrigan, three home runs. With Evans fourth today, it makes him second on the club now. 27 RBIs. Evans and he both 27 now. Three RBIs today for Carter. And the pitch, did he get the inside corner? He did, 0-1.
Interesting. I wish we knew, and we don't, what the pitch count is for Dylan DiOrio right now.
DiOrio set at the belt again. 8-5 lead. Comes back. Breaking ball. Hit in the left field. Base hit. Make it an 8-6 game as Carter Seavers scores. They move him up to second. That's where Evans is on an RBI single by Deegan Corrigan. Give him RBI number 28. He's back to the team lead. Well, 8-6. The Cougars are right back in it here. And still have the seventh inning to go. The Tigers will have the top of the order, so dangerous Jackson Kyle will lead things off in the bottom of the sixth. DiOrio comes back, breaking ball in and over. No. Boy, where was that? I guess it was low, a ball and no strikes. All right, DiOrio set to go again, checks the runners, comes back in the pitch, and that one is popped up. Left side, foul grounds, the shortstop coming over, so is the third baseman. It's Segui, the third baseman, who puts it away for the third out.
Well, they threaten, they get one, but the Tigers maintain a two-run lead going into the bottom of the sixth.
All right, 5.5 in the books, coming back, folks. 8-6, Tigers in front. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance.
The name of my company is Mike Loeffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Loeffler Insurance Agency.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Me. That's me that doesn't know anything. All right, welcome back to Tom Roach Field here at Greeley. 3A state tournament action on Preps Radio. 8-6 baseball game, and right now for Sterling, they want to play a little insurance baseball, try to pick up some extra runs here. Coach, in the inning, right?
Absolutely. They got the guy at the plate right now, Jackson Kyle, that made a terrific catch out in left field in foul territory earlier, and guy with great power that can take it deep as well.
So what we hear from the guys behind us, if we get Soper pitching, we probably get Kyle moving to center. DeOrio will go to short, and we'll see who goes into left. All right, Jackson flied out, grounded out, walked and scored. And they're quickly two balls and no strikes to him. Vaughn Green trying to get through the rest of the rest of the hitters here this inning and keep his team in the game, down 8-6.
Well, this is important for the Cougars if they can just keep the Tigers off the board anymore, because that seventh inning, we don't know how many pitches DeOrio has left.
That's right. You're exactly right. All right, 8-6 ball game. Tigers in front. Pitch to the plate, and that's wrapped into left center field. That's going to find the gap. Jackson Kyle, who just continues to rip the baseball. He's on to second base with a double here.
Well, there's a reason he's in that leadoff spot, obviously, and he has great contact. And, boy, he just rips that pitch to left field, left center field. Big insurance run out there for the Sterling Tigers.
Yep. Two-run lead to work with right now, but three would be way bigger. So Jackson Kyle at second, and here comes Cast Combs now. Combs hit a shot in the third inning. His fifth home run of the year, a solo shot, which gives him over the past two weekends in regionals and today, four home runs in his last three games. That's going on a streak. Green deals, and the fastball missed up and out. So two balls and no strikes with Kyle at second base. Boy, for the Cougars, you really needed a quick half inning here. And it doesn't look like it's going to go that way. At the belt here, Corrigan deals, or rather Vaughn Green deals.
And that's called a strike.
In 2-1 now. Tigers trying to punch their ticket to the afternoon game. Eaton Reds are waiting to play them. Reds came back and beat Colorado Academy this morning. That pitch fouled away, left side out of play. Reds were down 3-0. Walker Martin homered to make it 3-1 against Colorado Academy. Mustangs picked up a couple of more runs to go up 5-1, and then the Reds put a 6th spot on the board in the sixth inning. This one grounded foul outside of third. Never, ever count the Eaton Reds out. They know how to come from behind like anybody.
Well, this is a similar at-bat for Combs, like the his appearance where he hit the home run, had a couple foul balls down the line and a head in the pitch. See if he times one here.
Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch here is hit in the infield or shallow center field. Going out is the shortstop, Evans, and reaches back and makes the play. Carter Evans with a terrific catch.
That is a tough play. Have your back to the ball coming in shallow, too shallow for the outfielder to call him off, and Carter makes a terrific catch.
That's a
big out, boy, getting Combs.
No doubt. And a web gem brought to you, of course, by Steamway Florida Ceilings. Looking for your interior products, your flooring, everything interior. It's Steamway Florida Ceiling. They're on 8th Avenue in Greeley. Pitch to the plate here. This one is fouled away, right side out of play. DiOrio, singled, grounded out, hit by a pitch, 1-for-2 in a ballgame.
Well, Dylan would like to help himself here a little bit with that runner out on Kyle out on second base to drive him in for an extra insurance run.
Runner bluffs at second base, and now he's all caught up. And did they balk?
That's a balk.
This is a dead ball.
That's going to be a dead ball balk, which is not going to make Dylan DiOrio happy.
Nobody's looking at the umpires. Everybody's running around with blinders on right now.
It's going to be a runner on third on the balk, and DiOrio is going to come back to the plate with one strike count.
That's the farthest I've seen players go with not paying attention to the umpires. Both umpires had their hands up. Dead
they were
ball.
In denial.
Yeah.
Because that's a run.
Home plate umpire still came back after all that time with his hands up saying, can anybody see me? I'm calling this thing foul. So DiOrio will come back to the plate here. Cougars having a meeting over near third base, three of them, and Corrigan may come over and make it a foursome. Let's see. No, now they're going to break it up. So over at third base is Jackson Kyle now. One out, DiOrio back to the plate like Coach said. No balls and a strike. Here's the look of the pitch by Green. Swinging a ground ball back to the box. That's a good out. He'll throw to first and hold the runner.
Well, that balk actually came back to benefit Green because it takes the hard hit ball past the third baseman away. Dead ball, and now DiOrio grounds out to the pitcher.
So two down, still 8-6. Cougars hanging in there, down a couple of runs. And here comes Andrew Mike, who doubled his last time up, and he skies one. Left side of the infield, it's going to be Luke Ruby, the senior at third base, makes the catch. And we will go to the seventh inning. Does the visiting team, the Cougars, do they have some magic in their bats? They trail 8-6. We'll find out when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home should be built the way you want it to be. That's what Jay Allen Construction has been doing for Northern Colorado, making your home the way you want it. Being a full-service construction and home maintenance company, Jay Allen has their own trusted subcontractors that they've worked with for decades. With an accomplished decorator on hand, your home can get the finishing touches you want. Jay Allen Construction is a trusted company that offers custom home building and home maintenance for a reasonable price. Visit jallenhomes.com. That's the letter J, allenhomes.com.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We go to the seventh inning out here at Tom Roach Field. A good one, 8-6. Sterling in front of Resurrection Christian. Eight runs, eight hits for the Sterling Tigers today. Six runs, 11 hits for the Cougars. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary. So the Cougars have out-hit the Tigers 11-8, but it's not showing on the scoreboard. Down by two. Coach, here we go.
Yeah, it's been an interesting game. It's been a lot of ebb and flows from both teams. Some great plays by both teams, some sloppiness by both teams, and both coming up with the long ball today.
Absolutely. All right, Brady Flood, 6, 7, and 8 here for the Cougs. Brady Flood, Vaughn Green, Bennett Ruby. DiOrio deals and misses it outside, and now what Coach was talking about before. Where are you at in the pitch count for DiOrio? Can he finish? One ball, no strikes. Dylan comes back in the 1-0. Hit off the fist, foul behind us. For the Cougars today, it has been Carter Evans' day. Home run, a triple, two singles, three runs batted in. Pitch here, and that one sky to the infield. The catcher, that's Buckley's coming over. So is the pitcher, DiOrio, and Dylan says it's easier for me. I'll take it, and he puts it
out.
And
it sure is. I've often wondered why pitchers don't make more plays like that, because they are good athletes.
Sure.
Well, we're probably, if they get to the second game, we'll see DiOrio at shortstop. But he hustled over, took control of that play. Big out to start the top of the seventh.
Yeah, I'm the same way with you, Bruce. Pitchers should be able to take it as long as it's not on the bump, because you don't want your pitcher rolling an ankle out there looking for the baseball. Here's the pitch, and this one's hit to right center field and deep, going back in center field, reaching up, and Noah Soper makes the catch, and Vaughn Green is out number two. So the Tigers are one out away from moving to the afternoon game against the Eaton Reds here. It'll be about 30 minutes after we say goodbye. We'll do one segment of our postgame show. The all-female postgame show coming up next. We'll get our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game and our Journey Homes play of the game. Then we'll go away for about 25 minutes and come back with starting lineups and the J9 Agency's first pitch this afternoon, Eaton, and it looks to be the Sterling Tigers. The Orioles 0-1 pitch to the plate, and Bennett Ruby takes strike two.
Well, Bennett got the benefit on that pitch from being short.
I take that back. They went ball on it. I thought they called that a strike.
Well,
one ball, one strike.
Pretty good pitch, but it was a ball.
Comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed, and it's 1-2. So DiOrio and the Tigers a strike away from going 1-0 in the tournament and coming from behind just like the Reds did today. You'll have two teams that were down in the count early that both came back to get wins. DiOrio set. The two-strike pitch is a curveball, stayed up and in. So one ball and two strikes. I'm sorry, two balls and two strikes. Comes back and the pitch has hit the left field. Going back, turning as Jackson Kyle makes the catch, and the Tigers have won the ball game. No runs, no hits in the seventh for the Cougars, and the Tigers win it 8-6. Bruce and I will come back with the all-female postgame show in a moment. We'll do one segment and then head for a break. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
With every new building comes potential. Potential for that building to be the home of ideas, the place to celebrate, or the place to call home. From inception to completion, Buildings by Design ensures that whatever your next building is, it will be ready to capture its full potential. By offering a full range of construction services, using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and personal relationships, your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Buildings by Design, online at buildingsbydesign.com.
Sometimes you have to search long and hard to find a great value, but other times it's as easy as walking through the front door of the Ranch Restaurant, that is. Serving a tasty menu of breakfast and lunch favorites, the Ranch Restaurant is the locals' choice for American, Greek, and Mexican fare at a great price. Try the Ranch Restaurant and you'll agree, it's simply a great value. Family owned and operated, and open to serve you daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Ranch Restaurant, 714 6th Street in downtown Greeley.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it.
You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
I don't know if I can live without you.
Country music legend Lacey J. Dalton in concert Sunday, June 12th at the Senator Steakhouse at the Terry Bison Ranch in Cheyenne.
With years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms.
Come on out to the ranch for a special 2:30 matinee show. Come for the prime rib buffet and stay for the show. Tickets available on the Terry Bison Ranch Facebook page or by going to disciple.fun and clicking on events.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Welcome back here to Tom Roach Field, and we're done with game one. We get to the All Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, All Feed Mill is the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. That number to call at Ault Feed Mill is 970-834-2132. And the Tigers, just like the Reds did this morning, come from off the pace, get the win here. They were down 4-0 in the baseball game.
It seems like that's the strategy of today. Get behind and come back. University won, coming back, you know, against Manitou Springs. Eaton, obviously. Earlier here, and now the Sterling Tigers fall behind Resurrection and come back to take an 8-6 victory.
Final totals for the Cougars, for the Tigers rather, to win it, 8 runs on 8 hits. And for the Cougars on the loss, 6 runs, 11 hits on the afternoon. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Player of the game, Cast Combs, a 3-run home run. Or rather, a solo shot in the third, and then a 2-run single in the fourth inning. 3 RBIs for Cass today, who now has hit 4 home runs in the last 2 weekends, in the last 3 Tigers games. So the Reds will have to deal with him in game number 2. Noah Soper also went deep for the Tigers. But Cast Combs is your Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed and are very proud to be part of this community. Play of the game, that's brought to you by Journey Homes. Over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. It's Journey Homes for all they do, and for great views of some of their lots and houses, go to journeyhomes.com. And the Journey Homes play of the game was a Carter Evans over-the-shoulder play. The shortstop for Resurrection Christian making a terrific play in shallow left center.
Oh, it was just a tough catch. And, you know, besides Carter's great play at the shortstop position, what a day, Clark, at the plate.
Boy, no doubt about it. For Evans, a home run, a triple, 2 singles, 4-for-4, 3 RBIs. We always give that player of the game to the winning side. But if there was one on the Cougs side, it certainly was Carter Evans today. So 8-6 win for the Sterling Tigers. They'll get the Eaton Reds coming up here in about 30 minutes from right now. We're going to go away for 25 minutes. We'll come back and get you a short pregame. Reds, Sterling Tigers, both 1-0 in the tournament. That's coming up next for you. We'll go regular programming for about 25. Back to Michael Kirkpatrick in the studio. For Bruce, I'm Clark. See you in 25 right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.